I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
This one right here goes out to my homie with the drink. Nah, I mean, he said, I write what I see. Write to make it right, don't like what I be. I'd like to make it like the sights on TV. Quite the great life, so nice and easy. See, now you can still die from that, but it's better than not being alive from straps. Agree, a meat notebook and a bic that click when it's pushed and a whack ass beat. That's a track that's weak that he got last week, cause everybody in the stew was like, that's that heat. A bass heavy medley with a sample from the 70s with a screwed up hook that went,
stack that cheese.
Something, something, something.
Stack that cheese.
Mother, sister, cousin.
Stack that cheese.
He couldn't think of nothing.
Stack that cheese.
He turns down the beat, writer's block impedes. Crying from the next room, a baby in need of some Pampers and some food and a place to sleep. That plus a black Cadillac on D's is what keep him on track to be a great MC. Yeah,
what you never heard of, I push it harder for the rhyme. I feel like murder, but hip-hop just saved me. One you never heard of, I push it harder for the rhyme. I feel like murder, but hip-hop you saved my life.
Reps Northside, so he rocks them braids. 1,100 friends on his MySpace page. Stack that cheese, got 700 plays. Producer made him take it down, said he had to pay. Open mic champ 2 weeks in a row. XD boy with a B-boy flow. Glow like Leroy, you should see boy go. Got a daddy serving life and a brother on the road. Best homie in the grave, tatted up while in the cage. Minute Maid got his mama working like a slave. Damn baby mama, who he really had to honor, cause she was his biggest fan. Even let him use a Honda to drive up to Dallas with the open up for amateurs. Let him keep a debit card so we could put gas in it. Told her when he get on, he gon' take her to the gallery or buy everything but the mannequins. You dig, 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 dig.
What you never heard of, I push it harder for the rhyme. I feel like murder, but hip-hop you saved me. One you never heard of, I push it harder for the rhyme. I feel like murder, but hip-hop you saved my life.
This man called, said your time might be now. They played your freestyle over Wipe Me Down. They played it 2 times, said it might be crowned as the best thing out the H-Town in a while. He picked up his son with a great big...
Look sharp, homie. Give yourself a facelift. Highbrow, eyebrows on a spaceship. Take sips of the Ace of Spades. Saving all my money just to waste on bracelets.
Hey, welcome to the Blackout Tips Podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen.
And we're back for an early morning edition on a Sunday.
Yes, we are, sir.
Yeah, I kind of like this, actually. I got the rest of the day to do whatever the fuck I want.
I know it's so.
Start doing these more often. the Blackout Tip, 7 a.m. edition.
I know it's so.
Yeah.
Sunrise edition.
Then he went out and got breakfast. It was good.
Yes, it was. Our hot was delicious.
But the voice that you're hearing, some of you may be hearing for the first time. It's definitely our first time being on our show. And, it's actually like the first time in a while that we've only had just like one guest instead of like two.
Mm-hmm.
One, because it's 10 in the morning. I didn't know who ought to ask. but then.
And she's big time.
But then two, because I wanted to ask questions and stuff. And I was like, sometimes when we introduce two people at the same time, like we ask so many questions that the show doesn't get started for like an hour. Or, you know, if we're asking one person that is familiar with the show, like that's been on the show before, and the other person hasn't, well, we're asking that person a lot of questions, then the other person just has to sit by and be like twiddling their thumbs and stuff. So I was like, fuck it, man. Let's just have one person on because, this is her first time being on the show. It's Amber P from the Black, Sexy, Geeky, and Mental podcast. Did I get that in the right order?
You sure did.
I'm a fan, son.
Yes, sir. Nice.
So say what's up to everybody, Amber.
What's up to everybody out there? Amber P.
Now, of course, it's a weekly podcast delving into the mind of the show's hostess, Amber P., a black former burlesque dancer, sci-fi fan with bipolar disorder. I read that off the copy, people. I don't memorize stuff like that. Anyway, you can go to the website, the black sexy geeky and mental.com. You can follow her on Twitter at Amber Podcast. And you can subscribe to her on Stitcher, Blackberry, iTunes, and all the appropriate, places. And of course, all the info is always in the show notes at the end. So you guys can go, you know, chase her down or whatnot. Now I have to ask you first, like, how did you hear about our show? Not because I'm narcissistic, but because literally I had no idea, like, what made you, listen to our show.
Me either.
Yes, I am totally narcissistic, so I'd love to know how you wanted to have me on the show, but, my buddy, John on Twitter became a fan, and we've been Twittering, and somebody actually posted on his wall, "Remember to vote for Black Guy Who Tips for blah blah blah." I was like, well, it's got black in the title, let's go.
Yeah, now I found out about your show actually, I just saw you followed us on Twitter, on our show Twitter account, and like on the show Twitter account, I go back and I follow everybody. Like, if you're a fan of us, then we want to, you know, definitely follow you back and keep up with you too. As opposed to my personal Twitter account, where I don't follow everybody back because that's too many people following me at this point. I don't even know what my timeline would look like if I followed all y'all back.
It would melt.
It would just be scrolling like the fucking Matrix. Anyway.
That's what it would sound like too. Just
so I don't know why though I picked that podcast to like, hey, I'm gonna listen to this one, because like a lot of podcasts will follow us, you know, for like cross promotion and stuff, but normally, you know, I don't listen to them because, you know, it's so many and I already have like so many I'm behind on and stuff, so it's like whatever. But I don't know, it's something I was like, Amber podcast, let me check that out. And it's all the black sexy, geeky, and mental. Did I say that right again?
Yeah, you sure did.
Oh, I'm killing it.
I'd jump in and slice your face if you got it wrong.
Oh, Jesus. Well, we don't want to get stabby in here. It's too early in the morning on Sunday. I need my face to be intact. So, so I just went and listened to it randomly, and I loved it. And then I think I was in the car with Karen, and we played it on Stitcher, and we would listen to it going to the store, like the next episode or something. And then you mentioned our show on there, and I was like, whoa, this is fucking weird.
I know.
We are listening to someone.
Like, how she know about our show? I love that they're riding sideways in the car.
Me, I didn't know it was coming up either. I was like, oh shit. I'm like, it's cool. But, yeah, that's how we heard of you. And, we have questions and stuff about the show and all that stuff too. And we'll get into that in a second. But yeah, that's pretty much how we got introduced, there. And, let's go ahead and do all the stuff for, you know, the rundown. Then we can ask some questions, if that's cool with you, Karen.
Okay, it is. And I'm sorry to interrupt. But,
go ahead. Don't be sorry.
But you're the only one they see.
Oh, so. Yeah. I always do leave something out. I'll take care of that. Anyway, you listen to the Blackout Tips podcast. And it's a comedy podcast that I do with my wife. We do it 3 times a week. And the motto of the show is, nothing's wrong if it's funny.
Yes, sir.
And quite often, it is funny, and quite often it is stuff that people would consider wrong, but whatever, we laugh, so
that's all that matters.
Yeah,
sir,
we should be fine on our end. You can check us out at theblackouttips.com. You can find us on iTunes, where if you leave a 5-star review, we promise to read it on the air regardless of content.
We do.
And tell us go fuck ourselves if you get it past the iTunes censors.
Yes,
we will read that shit.
We will.
I've read Defenses of Tyler Perry and Steve Harvey.
Yes, you have.
I've read how much of a fan I am of Tyrese, apparently. All of which people I hate, but if you write it, I will read it. So continue to troll me through iTunes if that's what it takes.
They will.
You can also like us on Facebook, and you can go on Podomatic and do some stuff on that site if you want to. You can go to Stitcher and like us and share us. I think we were the 8th most shared podcast last week.
We were, sir.
Which is a huge milestone for the show, considering like it was 7 spots below like Adam Carolla or some shit.
I know, right?
It's like, oh shit, we beat Nerdist or something. Like, what the fuck? How is this possible?
Our fans share. We thank you.
Yeah, so we got some sharing ass fans, dog. You can also donate to the show on theblackouttips.com. You can subscribe to the actual website, where you get an update every time we update like a post or something. So you'll get an email like, hey, they had some guest spots, or here's a blog post or whatever, you know. And you can also shop at our store and buy stuff. We make $1 off of every item in the store. $1.
That's right.
That is the lowest possible amount that I will accept.
Yeah, you're like, how much it costs? Just subtract the dollar, and that's the real price.
Right. So anybody that's like, oh man, they price gouging. No, that shit is just that expensive. You can also, follow our Tumblr. You can call the show 704-557-0186. Talk to us live on Saturday mornings or leave a voicemail throughout the week. And you can email the show, theblackouttips@gmail.com. We also have a donate your account thing where you can go to donateyouraccount.com/TBGWT and you can donate like your Twitter and stuff. And basically we just retweet stuff through your account. So we can say like, hey, check out the latest episode with Amber P. And it's like, bam, now, you know, 100 people are tweeting that. So it's cool. And it always makes our guest timeline blow up. So that's cool.
Yes. A lot of them are shocked. They were like, well, what's going on here?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm popular. You know, people like me and shit like that. And if you don't do it, you're a racist. Anyway, official weapon of the show.
That's not true, but it's the taser.
Yeah, that's true. Because a lot of people do it and they are racist. I've seen our chat room.
Oh, well, yes, that's true. That's true. That's true.
The official weapon of the show is
the taser.
An unofficial sport
is bullet ball.
And bullet ball extreme.
Yes, sir.
Of course. Always the extreme. So, all right, man. We did all that. Oh, wait, Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Rodimus Prime.
I'm Say That Again. That is NDAT.
And the show Twitter is TBGWT. And I forgot to mention, Karen, we are sponsored this time.
Yes, we are, sir.
Yeah. And it's by our sexiest sponsor. You know, no offense to Dexter. I know he's been making a lot of trips.
I know. I got a song. Can we listen to Sex Therapy?
Sex Therapy. Mm-hmm. Karen with the curveball in the middle of the show. Let me just look that up. Because
you asked me last time, and I was not ready, sir. But this time, I was like, damn it, I'm going to pick a song. Next time, you can pick whatever you want to pick. But
Robin Thicke.
Yes, sir.
All right, let me see what this sounds like. I don't listen to Robin Thicke. Hey, this nigga looks like Alan Thicke. Is this Alan Thicke's son?
Yeah, I think it is.
The fuck? Alan Thicke got a sexy ass son? Oh, man. Oh, that's good. All the fans of, what is that? Growing Pains.
I know, right?
All the fans of Growing Pains.
I might be wrong, but I think that's a fact.
Anyway, fellas and ladies, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Of course you are. Maybe your bedroom is not spicy enough.
No.
Well, it should be.
It should be with this song in the background.
That's right. And if it's already spicy, we'll keep the spice going. Have you been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should. Okay? You fantasize about Alan Thicke's father, or Alan Thicke's son, Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke is sexy now, I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, what's gonna be next? It's like fucking Carl Winslow got a sexy son. Like, kind of shit
you
is
never
this?
Know. You never know.
Yeah, I'm
just
sorry.
Just like girls, guys grow up to be sexy too. You be like, oh, she wasn't that good, but ooh, she got older and she got everything.
Nell Carter, sexy daughter. Chanel Carter with sex psychology.
Yes.
Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. You go to AdamandEve.com and for a limited time only. Which is like for a long time, actually, but let's pretend it's limited, people. You can get 50% off of just about any item.
Yes,
that's right.
Can.
And I've checked around, people. That is the biggest discount you can get.
Yes, it is. We're the best in town. Tell
that's
your
right.
family, tell your friends. You know, you got the holidays, you know, Thanksgiving. You can give a turkey and a dildo. They all go together in my book.
Yes. Anybody that has a vagina or a penis or both.
Yes.
May be interested in this deal. I'm just telling y'all.
We don't care.
Obviously, they got to be over 18 to order, but still, they should be interested because they have those apparatuses.
Yes.
Also, that's not all. You would think that 50% off is enough because it's the most you can get off anywhere, but that's not true. You can also get 3 free adult DVDs. That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Slow motion white sex, people. Does it get any better than that?
It don't get no better than having sex while the farmer milking the cow right beside you.
Right. And as you have like all that music and stuff, they have like, you know, a guitar riff repeating or something like that.
Oh, yes.
Nothing else is funny. Nothing else. Plus you get a free extra gift, so sensual. That they can't even tell you what it is on the radio. No. And to top it all off.
What's up?
Free shipping.
That's the best kind.
Yeah.
And people send us pictures of their toys. And I was disappointed because everybody's toy ain't the same.
And so some of them free toys, I was like, oh, I want one of those. So I guess I'll be ordering again.
Keep ordering until you get it.
Until you get what you want. That's
right. I want those adult playing cards.
Me too, sir.
Whip those out of the spades table.
That's what I thought. I said, oh, yes, I would love this.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I'm cutting that spade with these titties. And no, they are not teasing. They are serious. You can check it.
But you got the big joker. You got the little joker. I got the big joker with a big dick on it. Bam! I win.
I just realized I never considered the playing cards had men on them. I wonder if there are any men on there.
I bet you they are.
Huh. I don't know. Now I might not get them. Homophobic. Anyway, they're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off of one item when you use the code TBGWT. When you check out, and when you do, you get the 3 free DVDs, free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use the code TBGWT at adamandeve.com. It's a great way to support the show, guys, because one, you get something for your genitals, but also it keeps still sponsoring us, man. And so far I think we've done a good job of getting sponsored for the rest of the year. So
yes, thank you guys. Continue to buy, continue to satisfy, and touch yourself, and we'll be here.
That's right, people. Touch yourselves for the black guy tips. All right. Enough sexiness.
No, this is sexiness about to start, son.
That was the black sexy part. We got those out of the way so far. Let's delve back into some geekiness, because I feel like we're a little bit geek for your podcast.
We are.
So we have questions for you and stuff, you know, that we've been wondering. Karen, I know you have questions. Do you want to start off, or... Because, you know, I don't want to ask questions that you're going to ask. So if you want to start off, I will just add in where I can.
Yeah, I have very few questions.
Oh, good. Well, that just gives me one to add to. Go ahead.
And we probably have some of the same questions. But something that I want to ask you for fans, our fans that are hearing you for the first time, how did you come up with the name of your podcast?
Okay, so one of the things I began to realize is there wasn't a lot of overlap with all the interests in my life. And if I wanted to talk about sci-fi, and it became one of those things where it's like, really, we're talking about race and sci-fi again? You know, we're getting pretty black in here. And so I was like, oh, great. And with burlesque, you know, I was sick of talking to some people and being called a prostitute and stuff. So it's like, okay. And, you know, I had a situation with bipolar disorder, and I wanted to kind of talk in a setting that wasn't a support group or a therapist or a psychiatrist or a social worker or so on and so on. So I mixed them all together. And if you're sick of me talking about race and sci-fi all the time, black's in the fucking name, you know? So I just put them all together, and I didn't realize how awkward it was until I started hearing people try to say it. I was like, this is such a witty, awesome name. Not so much. Well, what you going to do?
I like the name.
Yeah, it's a name you won't forget.
It's definitely part of what made me listen, because if it would have just been like Amber Podcast, I might have checked it out. But when I saw it was black, sexy, geeky, and mental, I was like, oh, yeah, I got to check this out. See how all these things made it into the title and what they had to do with the show. And you kind of make it a point of interest to cover all four things in each show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So is that like what you just, do you just like write that down on your notes? Like, this part is black, this part is sexy? Like,
well, it's usually accidental. The way I like to describe it is it's sort of like a diary. And it just so happens that when I start to talk about burlesque, there's a lot of crossover, believe it or not, into like science fiction and all sorts of stuff like that. So a lot of like Doctor Who fans talking about the TARDIS backstage when we're putting on pasties and stuff. So they're just accidentally overlap into a lot of these things. And sometimes I'll have notes and be like, can't talk about that. I'll get too mad. Can't talk about that. I'm bored with it now. And then it's just off the dome.
Okay. Now, whenever you do like have an emotional, like, you know, crying part, because every once in a while it happens, you know, and I'm not judging. It's a little bit refreshing or whatnot, right? Mm-hmm. So whenever you do have that, is that like something where you like sometimes you leave it in, sometimes you don't, like, or you know, how does that work? Because I understand, like, sometimes I hear you talk about like, I'm gonna be too emotional about this, I'm gonna be too angry, so I'm not even gonna talk about it. So is it something you want to leave in? Like, what determines when you leave it in or if you take it out?
Yeah, well, the way I do the show is I press record, and when I get to the end, I stop. And so whatever I say gets in. Now, sometimes I'll record it. And like, here's my thing. I can be mad or sad or upset about something. But if it vexes my spirit, I got to leave it out. If I feel like I'm close to admitting that I might want to commit a crime against someone, then maybe I need to let that simmer a little bit.
Oh, that's like, smart.
If I get mad, heated, then it's like I leave it out. But if I'm just mad and like, that's okay.
That's smart, because also if you do kill that person, there's no evidence. So
mm-hmm.
You definitely want to take the it's like, Mike, when I see you, you're dead, son. Oh, I mean, wait a minute. Deep dead.
Oh, goodness.
That's a spoiler warning for life. Also, man, I listened to the episode where you talked about black chick watching.
Or
at least I was listening to it yesterday. I'm almost done. Like, I think I got 7 minutes left. No one needed to know that. Anyway, I was listening to it, and I appreciate you taking out the spoilers, even though, you know, I would understand if you would have left them in. Mm-hmm. But especially as someone who's watching Buffy for the first time now, I was like, I almost didn't listen to that episode because I was like, oh man, I gotta watch all of Buffy before I can listen to this episode. I was like bookmarking it, like, yeah, 4 months, son. I'm coming back for this episode. We're gonna find out about
4 months.
I need to know what she thought about Kendra, you know? But
oh God, Kendra. Bless her.
Kendra in that horrible Jamaican accent, by the way.
I was about to say, like, that is a Yankee Jamaican accent if I've ever heard one. And I know, because I'm half Jamaican, and I can't speak Patois either.
Oh, yeah. She was definitely faking it till she made it, you know?
And she didn't make it, but that's okay.
Yeah, she didn't make it at all, man. Yeah, our show doesn't cut out spoilers. I can't believe they killed Kendra. What the fuck, man? I was mad as shit.
Yeah, we flat out tell you.
Oh, it was my baby.
We were like, four for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't care that she couldn't act. I didn't care that she couldn't. She was black. I was close enough. You know,
right.
I was happy.
She could have grown into the accent or something. It could have maybe written that she got a she learned how to speak more American type accent eventually. I mean,
parallel world. It's sci-fi. There's all sorts of stuff they could have done.
Yeah, I wanted to meet her, watch her too. I wanted to see.
Ooh, good point.
You know.
Huh.
Never got to meet that person, man. I was hoping it was like a Jamaican watcher. Like, you know, obviously it's all the watchers are from like Europe or England or whatever the fuck. But like, there's Jamaicans over there. You know,
we could have.
Yeah, oh goodness, we're everywhere. I went to Pennsylvania Dutch country, Jamaican food store. We're every fucking where.
Exactly. I would like to meet that dude. I'm like, what the Ross Claude you doing, Giles?
Bumba Club.
Oh, Jesus Lord, have mercy.
I would like to see that. That shit would have been good.
Yes.
Karen, did you have more? I'm just throwing my shit in, so just whenever.
Oh, no problem. I do have more questions. I also want to know, A, what is bipolar? And B, how did you adapt your lifestyle to living with it?
Bipolar disorder is a mood disorder, and what it is, okay, so people think it's when you're moody, and that's not true. The way I describe it is, like, people are like, teenagers are bipolar because they're moody. It's like, no, you're talking to your friends, they're cool, so you laugh. You talk to your parents, they're dumb, so you frown. That's just moods. But what would happen is, like, somebody, like, what might happen is have my peaks were way higher than other people's. And I was like, I'm so excited. Life is so great. I'm going to sell all my stuff, move to Chicago, get off the plane, and figure out where I'm going to live when I get there. True story. So, you know, and then it's like I come crashing down. It's like I racked up a shitload of debt. Maybe this wasn't a great idea. So, like, I've created a lot of awesome stuff, written shows, done performances. There's a lot of creativity, and a lot of very famous people have bipolar disorder. Because let me tell you, I've never done drugs, but people do drugs so they can feel the way I do when I'm manic. It's, it was delicious. Just so much energy, so much drive, but it's what you're doing with all that energy. And so I take meds, and one of the things that happen when you have bipolar disorder, you're like, I'm feeling so great. I'm cured. I don't need these meds. And then tragedy, and it's not great. It is very not great. So yeah, bipolar is just going from pole to pole of very elevated state, which would be mania, to a really low depressive state.
Now, when did that like start for you? Is it something you've always had, and you just it wasn't recognized, or is it like a point where you can remember being like, I'm feeling different than before. Does it like kick in like mutant superpowers and X-Men and shit? And, like 13.
You can levitate stuff, yeah.
Like you hit puberty, it's just like, I'm manic! And just
well, you know, it was always there. Here's the thing, I was in school, so it's like, oh, I'm busy with school. I do a lot of sports, so it's like, everybody acts like this. And then when I was on my own, it's like, I'm not going to get a normal job. I'm going to start a theater company with no money. And like, just all these really grandiose ideas. And then I was like, this shouldn't be how my life is at 26. I haven't really done much, but I've gone on a lot of adventures. So, and so, which is great. I've got a lot of cool stories, but you know, I don't have anything like, you know, I don't have any stuff to, so to speak, but you know, got a lot of stuff going for me, inside, but, inside. No, like, I'm really talented and cool, but I haven't channeled that into doing and keeping like a normal job. So that's one of the things I'm working on now is like how to channel and staying on meds. So yeah, anyhow, with the mutant thing, yeah, I was like, but see, that's another thing with, burlesque. It's like, it's such a hectic lifestyle. It's like, again, it was masked because I was like, this is how this goes. You're running all over the place. It's like you get a moment's notice and you're going out of state and, you know, taking off your clothes for money. It's like, it's just a really weird state to be in anyway. So, yeah.
And when were you diagnosed? Like, when did the doctor sit down and say, this is what the issue that you have?
Yeah, and when that happened, did you go, oh,
so I understand now? Or did you go, you must die, and shoot him with your mutant powers?
It was scary at first, but then I was like, oh my god, my whole life makes sense. You know what I mean? Because like other people would be scared to do stuff, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Let's just, you know, try random stuff. You don't need a 401k, let's just do shit. You know, and it's like, in retrospect.
So it's kind of like YOLO, you know, that you only live. It's kind of like
all the time.
That Drake song is a little bit. This is I don't think you're supposed to be making this sound. It's fun, but it's, I'm kind of liking this shit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, there have been consequences, right. But yeah, so my life was kind of falling apart at one point, and you know, the burlesque wasn't helping, and I was working at food service, which was a horrible decision.
Oh man, what were you doing at food service?
I was a waitress.
Oh man, we were both waiters too.
Yeah, we can relate to that.
Oh, that shit will give you depression.
I know it's so.
Yeah, and like everything, like I had just had a project fail. I was in a shitload of debt, and like I was like, what am I doing with myself? And living with my parents, and I'm like, this is horrible. My life sucks. So I went to therapy. I studied counseling in school, so I have zero stigma with it. And my therapist was like, I think you might have bipolar disorder. So I fired him.
But right, of course.
That's what you do.
You don't know me, son. I'm just really tough to go.
What could you know? We just talk for a couple hours a week. Get out of here.
Exactly. This is my second time with you. You should have me figured out now.
Right. Professional.
Beat it, bum.
Oh, my goodness. So yeah, so I was like, well, let me try out this psychiatrist because my life really is in a bad way. And then he was like, yeah, try these meds. And I'm like, fuck you. I can just, you know, exercise more and drink ginger tea and I'll be fine and watch The Secret. All very fine ideas. in conjunction with some pharmaceuticals.
Well, also, like, you talk about, you know, a lot of things that I think people take for granted, you know, like you said, holding out just a regular 9-to-5 for a while, or I've heard you talk on your episodes about, like, having children and stuff like that. Are those things that people were telling you, like, you can't do this with bipolar disorder, or like, or is it just one of those stigmas that is just kind of out there, but people don't talk about it?
Well, okay. So once I was watching like Maury or something by accident, because I don't watch that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
none of us do. Mm-mm. Which episode?
So five in March. No. So this is a woman. I don't remember what her deal was, but she was fucked up. Just toe up from the flow up with something wrong with her. And it's like my heart went out to her and I was like, oh, that really sucks. And she was just talking about just, she was a mess. And then she's like, yeah, and my husband, this, I was like, husband, really? I'm single. Are you for fucking real? So I knew that there's all sorts and there's somebody for everyone, but I just messed up with guys a lot and like with my mood stuff. And I don't, you know, it's a thing. And so I thought, you know, like I've been to bipolar groups and like everyone is married and everyone has kids, but it was just like, this is a me thing. I haven't figured out how to navigate life with this. So I was concerned and I was nervous with the meds I'd on that I'd have flipper babies, like kids with gills and stuff.
Oh man. So wait, you say you're feeling like you have issues finding a man and stuff. Did you read Steve Harvey's book? Because my understanding is if you read that book or you see that movie that, it'll be quite simple.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I didn't read that, but I did read He's Just Not That Into You.
And, oh, yeah. It was That's like the white version.
Pretty much. It's like, so basically it's, you know, if remember that guy that didn't call you back from 1995? You should stop hanging around.
Yeah.
But I've had some, okay, disclaimer, gentlemen. I have come a long way, and I'm definitely at a place of peace. Blah, 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 blah. I'm dateable. But, like, at one time, okay, this is back in college. Again, a disclaimer. This dude, we made out, and he said he was going to call. And I was, like, a virgin. He was, like, my first kiss. Well, first guy kiss. Long story. But anyway. And
no, wait. Let's not skip over these names. So before this guy kiss, there were other kisses with other genders and stuff?
Yeah, there was a lady.
Okay.
Yeah, it was
like kind of a slow sensual kiss. I'm imagining here for all the fellas out there in podcasting land. Up top,
well, I have a buddy who's don't get into this stuff, so you might want to tune out for a second. Okay, come back in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, dude, beat it.
So yeah, so I had these two gay roommates, and they were cool, and so they had all these lesbian friends, and they would come over, and I was like, you know, so I thought I was bi for a little while, and then like over the years, I've gotten more and more heterosexual, but anyhow, so I was like, that one, I think that one's really cute, and she was like, yeah, she's been eyeing you too, I was like, cool, and we were like, well, who's gonna sleep where? I was like, well, I got room in my bed, I guess. Oh. So she came over, she's like, hey, what's up? I was like, hey, what's up? She's like, hey, I think you're cute. I'm like, I had never kissed anybody. So anyhow, ice came out at one point, you know, shirts were off. So
I think I've seen this in the Adam and Eve movies that I received.
Yes, sir.
I think this exact scene is played out.
He was a fucking weirdo. At the end, I was like, well, so time to hit the old dusty trail, don't you think?
Man, I feel bad for people that have sex with or sleep with or make out with, whatever, people that are, I guess normally it's women, but anyway, there's probably some men out there too, but they don't like talking about that shit.
True.
That are like, yeah, man, so I'm not even like gay or anything, so you gotta go. Like, I feel bad for them, because like for that night they're probably like, yeah, dog, I hit that out the, what do you mean I gotta go? Like, what'd I do wrong?
I know, right?
Those are my moves. It's like, no, I just don't fuck with you that way. So you gotta dip.
I wasn't being like a douche. I wasn't like, you know, well, I got mine. So
you left a 20 on the counter and like
some flowers.
Take my button off shirt up. Take my button up shirt off.
Yeah, she started confessing stuff and she was like legitimate weird. Like, for real. Ugh. But anyhow, so this guy, so he didn't call back after 3 days. And when you're a virgin and he's your first guy kiss, this is a big deal.
Yes,
so
it is.
I went to the cops and I said, have there been any reports? And this is his car number and stuff like that. Because I was like, why wouldn't
you
call back?
You go find him.
That's why I need it. He's just not into you.
That's hilarious. It's like, that's good, man. Like, I think more people should do that. If someone, like, you know, you think you have a connection and suddenly they're not calling you back, file a missing persons report. That's what I say.
Because they are missing you.
The cops will find them.
He just looked at me, and you could tell, like, eventually the wheels started turning. He did everything short of, like, the slow head nod. I'm just like, I was like, are you confessing to something? Is there something I should know? It's like, no, it's just, I'll be going now.
Oh, man. Now, what were the cops like? Did they take that serious? Were they like?
No, not at all. Yeah. They were just very polite because obviously they thought I was a troubled woman.
Yo, you, sh-
19.
You should write a book, man. And if you do, the title of it should be By the Bi, because you gotta have like the bisexual part where you thought you might have been bisexual and then you said no, I'm straight, and then bipolar.
Straight-ish, ladies.
Straight-ish. Don't rule it out.
Depends on what you look like, I guess.
Yeah. Well, isn't that everybody?
I know, right? Isn't male or female?
Isn't that what everybody's saying?
They gotta look attractive.
It's like everybody has all these rules, and well, depends on what they look like.
Yep. To me,
I won't sleep with Serena Williams unless she's here.
Yep.
So what do you think about like the portrayals of what people consider like bipolar disorder in like movies and TV and stuff? Because I watched Homeland,
mm-hmm.
and Homeland was like the most unique portrayal I've ever seen of the idea of bipolar on the screen.
Yes.
Like she wasn't just like, it wasn't just her up and down. Like she had a med, she was a little bit quirky, but it was actually working for her kind of. Mm-hmm. And there was like this line of like, you know, the entire show, well, most of the season, you're like, is this bipolar disorder? She's just like fucking weird. And then at the end, like when she goes off her meds, you're like, oh, yeah, this might be bipolar disorder. Yeah. Although I'm not sure that helped, because she was manic and actually figured out the terrorist plot. So it was like,
yes.
I don't know if that's,
she put that shit together.
I felt like that sent the wrong message. Like, yeah, go off your meds, you'll be able to find out what happened on 9/11.
Yeah, that's a big reason why people don't start meds, is they're like, I'll lose my creativity. And, you know, I mostly believe that, you know, you can be creative, but it's a thing when you're used to like being a powerhouse, to yeah. being a human, just being like mortal. Like, wasn't there, I'm not a comic book person, but I've seen the X movies. Mm-hmm. Didn't Rogue like take a thing and then she could do a thing? Remember there was the D mutiny thing?
Yeah, help yeah, me, she please. Wanted to not be, yeah, she wanted to take, it was like a formula they were creating, a drug that would make you not be a mutant anymore. Yeah.
I would too, cause I, you know, I'd want to fuck too.
Yeah, like Rogue has the worst powers.
In the world, doesn't she?
People always like, you know, like, oh, but you could pick any power, but you can't fuck, man. Mm-hmm. No,
can't be
thank
touched.
You.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But yeah, so with the meds thing, oh, so it's one of the things you don't notice until you notice. And so it wasn't until post breakdown that I started noticing more and more the portrayal of people with bipolar disorder. And it's like, it's always like a killer, right, or just somebody. It's like, really?
Right. Like, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah. And the thing that got me is it's like, oh, this affects me now. Now people are going to freak out about me. Mm. Be like, oh,
yeah, based off of what they see. Yeah.
It's like, it's like how they do multiple personality disorder or whatever is always the same as schizophrenia. Like on TV, it's just like, yeah, he's schizophrenic. And then they show the dude and he's like talking to himself in three different voices and shit. It's like, well, that's not actually, okay, fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, CSI, we'll roll with it.
Yeah, and even with schizophrenia, there's a lot of levels, but anyway.
Right, yeah. I don't think there's any nuance, because it's like when if you're a writer and you have this, like, this thing, it's like, I need to simplify it as much as possible. So, you know, I always wonder about that, because I know you're on the lookout for, like, you know, the portrayal of black women in media. So mm-hmm. I was wondering if that was a thing, too. Like, mental, people that have, like, these mental, I don't know what the best word is, disorders, dysfunction.
Yeah, mental health issues, yeah.
Like, disorder and dysfunction, that was another thing I was going to ask you, because disorder and dysfunction sounds like a diss. You know what I mean? It's like, you have bipolar disorder. It's like, well, technically that's the name, but can we be a little nicer about that asshole?
Yeah, I like, you know, mental health issues, because, I mean, it's one of those things that's like, technically, you are disordered. If right. there weren't, then you wouldn't be on meds. But it's like, you want to walk around calling...
Right.
It'd be like if white people were called people of no color.
Right, exactly.
It's like... It's okay to frame something in a way that makes it more palatable so people can have a happier life. Like, you know?
Now, on your show, I believe I heard you talking about, like, you did did podcasts in the past. Like, this isn't your first rodeo. What were they before? Like, what were they before? What made you go, eh, fuck this and go move to this?
Oh, the reboot from this time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did two episodes in 2006 of a show that I had pod fade with. I was like, That's too hard. I'm going away. And then, okay, so from December or January, I started in January until April. I recorded a bunch of stuff, and then I wanted sponsors, and I was like, I can't advertise this to my friends. I talk about them all the time. And so that's basically what it is, pure and simple. Like, I had this one guy I knew with a wicked unique job, and I was like, how many people on earth have this job? And I was like, what a bullshit career. And it's like, well, I guess maybe I shouldn't put that in if I'm going to put this on Facebook.
Right. Yeah. That's one thing I do. I like about the show, from at least what I can tell. Now, obviously, I'm not in your circle of friends necessarily to know you, but I do feel like you're talking without worrying about who's hearing it, kind of, you know, which is I think the only real way to like get people to like listen to shows or like to stand out from other shows is kind of like, I'm saying what's on my mind, and yeah, I know someone might take this the wrong way, but you know, or this is a, you know, but here's what I think, and
yeah, here's how I feel about it.
Yeah, like the courage to put that out there, I think people underrate it, because most people are consumers of media, so they don't actually consider what it would take to put out media.
No, they don't, and so they underestimate what it takes.
Yeah, it's easy to be like, why didn't you just say this? That's the wrong thing to say, and it's like, because I don't believe that shit. So,
have you heard the Valentine episode?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, like the stuff that I say in that, like I'm fine with putting all my stuff out there.
Right.
But it was like saying stuff, you know, about other people. That was a weird thing. But yeah, I don't have much left. There are no skeletons. They all left because they were uncomfortable.
Now, do your friends ever hear the show or say anything to you about it? Because I noticed on the show you're a little bit weird about feedback. Like, you sometimes, oh, yeah. I feel like because there's times where I was like, I'm a writer, and then like literally within the second and I thought I'm a writer is like, now don't write me about this because I don't need to be told this. So I was like, oh well, I wanted to tell you how great you were. I don't even care if you want to tell me how great I am. Do not write me about how great I am. I was like,
I know.
Oh.
I was like, wow.
It's
like,
oh, Jesus, you can write that all day every day. Here's what happened. I sent somebody a pilot episode, and she was like, oh, this is so great. So a couple notes. So the sound was kind of a thing. You do and ah a lot, and da 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 da. I was like, it's a fucking diary.
Right.
I was in a mental hospital a month ago. What the fuck do you want from me? I'm working out stuff. This is just me getting stuff out there. And she was like, and so after that, I was like, listen, I don't need the show to get better. I don't need your constructive criticism on the sound quality or the length. You know, if it were shorter, then, you know, it'd be more, you know, conducive to commutes and stuff like that. It's like, that's the kind of stuff I don't give a fuck about. But,
yeah.
Like, people have called, you know, written and told me their stories with mental health or how much they like Doctor Who. And, like, so when they connect with me and stuff like that, and I love it. I absolutely love it.
Wow, and I have some more questions. I want to know, you brought it up before, but and I've heard you talk about it, but I really don't understand all that goes into it. But I know you said you used to be a burlesque dancer, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Burlesque.
Yeah.
One thing before you get into that, hold on a second, because I also have questions about that. But I just wanted to say too, I agree. People don't know how to criticize, for one.
No, they don't.
Most constructive criticism is not constructive. Like, they haven't.
No, it's not.
Like, someone needs to constructively criticize constructive criticism, because so much of that shit is just, like, stuff I can't change. It's like, you know, I like your show, but I really hate your voice. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? That's my voice. That's how it's going to be. Someone said yesterday, I love the show, but Karen's voice is annoying. okay. I'll tell her to shut the fuck up, and then I'll just do the show by myself. Is that going to work? No.
Like,
it would auto-tune on her.
Right. Like, that's such an unrealistic
criticism. I would play
criticism.
With that. I don't need auto-tune.
You know, so that's why I say, give us 5-star review on iTunes, and I will at least read the shit, because, like, I'm not even going to say I will take it into advisement. I'll just read it. I'll be like, okay, I read what you had to say, and it was heard by everyone on the show. But, like, people don't really think about what their suggestions could do. Like, I don't want, you know, someone else told us one time, and this person's now cool with the show and stuff, but he was like, yeah, what you need to do is take it and cut the talking into 10-minute bits and put music in between and advertise. I was like the fucking radio?
We are not the radio.
I
want
to do a fucking radio show. If I want to do a radio show, I'll be doing a fucking radio show. This is what I want to do.
Yeah, like one time somebody, what they told us, we sound like Country Bumpkins.
I forgot what they were saying, but ooh, something about us sounding country, and then we did a whole
the rest
show
of the show talking like country.
so fuck them.
Like, yeah, I'm country. All right, fuck you. You're gonna have country it up.
Anyway, I didn't mean to cut everybody off. Karen, you wanted to get into pulling them titties out. So, fellas, I'm sorry about that. Listening.
Yeah.
Let's get right into that.
Because when Roderick started asking, he made me think about my question. So for those people that, like me, were kind of introduced to it for the first time or seen it, like on Skinamax and all these specials, but really didn't know I was watching burlesque. I know that might sound silly. Like, when I heard you talk about it, I was like, okay, that's what she's talking about. Now I know what the hell it is. I just thought people just stood on stage and took the clothes off. I didn't understand everything that went behind that. So I just wanted you to kind of explain what it is and what's the false perceptions that people have about it.
Yeah, so here's my thing. You can get TNA on your cell phone if you want.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's really easy to
you
see
really
any body part in any position you want.
Trust
me. Burlesque, people who are going to burlesque aren't there to see TNA. They're there for the artistry and the comedy and the sexiness, but, you know, they hopefully know what they're getting into, and there's different body types and different genders and different sexual orientations and all sorts of creativity and stuff with sexiness mixed in sometimes. You know, and so it's kind of a carny feel to it, that there's so much different stuff. So whatever music or dance you're into, or miming or juggling, whatever you do performance wise, you can do it with burlesque.
Mm.
And so, yeah, the audience knows. And technically, burlesque, the actual meaning is to make fun of something that's like highbrow and stuff. So to satirize it. But the way it's come to mean these days is mixing theater, comedy, drama with sexy dancing in some way.
Now, will I see titties at every burlesque show?
No.
I'm sure that's what guys are wondering.
And girls. No, not necessarily. Some people go down to a bra. Some people go down to pasties. But most places, if you see the word burlesque, as opposed to like performance art or cabaret, that's a good thing. Like, cabaret is pretty much the keep your clothes on version of burlesque.
Mm. Okay. You
know? So if you've ever seen like Moulin Rouge or something like that, that's kind of burlesque, but we add stripping.
Mm. This sounds like a good gateway for a lot of guys to get to see some titties and also be considered high class. Like, I would take a young lady out and watch some burlesque, and then you know what?
You joke, but
I'm not joking.
Lots of couples come.
Yeah, I'm not joking at all. These are guilt free titties.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's something a little bit skankier about taking someone to a strip club. I'm not calling strip clubs skanks. I'm just saying. Society-wise, we people view that as more like low rent. Like,
you take me to
a strip club? Ugh.
Yeah.
But you know,
they go see, like, say, burlesque or cabaret, and it's like, okay, this is a higher scale stripping.
Well,
right.
To be clear, it can sometimes be raunchy and as skanky as it comes, and I support that. I think that we need a range.
I do too now.
You know what I mean? So don't go expecting to see, you know, only like feather fans and delicate ladies. Sometimes it's like, you know, throwing dildos into the audience.
Oh, yes.
Do they do like the candles where they drop the hot wax and all that stuff?
I've done that. That's what I used to audition for the burlesque troupe I got in.
Cool.
Yeah, I think I did like Come Together by the Beatles. And at the end, I just, you know, I lit a candle at the beginning and at the end, it's like, come together over me. Get it? See what I did there?
I get it. I did not get to see what you did there, but I do get it.
Me too.
But yeah, I think this is my new shit. I'm going to get into this. It's going to be my new outings for the week because I'm a classy man myself.
Yeah, I've never been to one, to a burlesque show.
Burlesque.
I keep mispronouncing that.
Burlesque.
I'm so sorry.
Like, burr like it's cold. And lesk, like, nothing else has lesk in it.
Okay.
It sounds really classy and whatnot. What made you decide, like, I need to let the world see these titties? What was the day that you decided?
There's a whole controversy with the fact that I went to show. Okay, so anyhow, I was watching Oprah, and as one does, and they were soccer moms were learning how to pole dance. I was like, I can do that. And I had just gone through a lot of therapy. This is pre-bipolar disorder, to get in a better, you know, because of a lot of stuff from my past, have a better relationship with my body and sexuality. And so I was like super pumped up on confidence in my body, and I knew how to dance. So I went there, and there was a girl there who was like taking the class to be at a strip club, and she was stiff as a board, and I'm like going for it. I had on like granny panties. I didn't fucking care. And I just let loose. So 2 weeks later, they asked me to teach, and I did that for 2 years. And then 1 year into that, I auditioned for a burlesque troupe because it's like, you know, it's sexy dancing. It's doing character work, which theater is my background. So it was a perfect, you know, mix of my worlds then. So, yeah.
Mm. So what was the controversy?
Oh, okay. So when I joined the troupe, in the rehearsal process, we were getting down to a bra for like bra and panties for our shows. And then they were like, well, if we're going to do burlesque, we should do burlesque. Mm-hmm. And we should, you know, get down to pasties. And I don't have a modesty issue with that, but I have really big boobs and they're natural, so they're not high. And so I was embarrassed by that, but it was like, be in the troupe or, you know, and do this thing you're kind of embarrassed about or don't. And I was like, well, I really want to do this, so I kind of compromised my values and did it.
Is pasties nowhere for naked? I'm trying to put the
Pasties go over your nipples, Karen.
Okay.
Areola.
Yeah, some people use like tassels and stuff like that.
Oh, so it's like all the way down, but you're not showing nipple.
Yes, well, an areola.
Okay.
Now, what size, like, pasties, do they come in like different sizes?
Because
like
colors,
you know, I'm a connoisseur of boobs, and I have noticed that there are different size areolas.
Yes, they are
on boobs. So like, are they like, you know, pancake size ones, and then like quarter size ones and stuff?
There is kind of a standard size, I guess, that cover a lot, but like mine are so large that my areolas are so large that I had to like custom make. And that's what happens is most burlesque dancers custom make a lot of their stuff anyhow, so they'll make it to match their outfit.
Okay.
And so if I use the stuff off the rack, I would just like add felt and glitter to it so it could cover the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot of DIY. And you get your glue gun.
And then, like, and also, like, people that have, like, large or pointy nipples, like, how do they work that out? You know, you have to, like, tape down the nipple first, and then put the pasty over it?
You can do them as cones. Like, there's an answer for everything in burlesque. It's an awesome, a lot of awesome life lessons. You adapt to everything.
Now, have you ever seen, like, a pasty malfunction where it's,
absolutely,
like, popped off?
Oh, Jesus, yes.
Because I think that's what would make my night. Like, I'd be in there, like, smoking a pipe in a smoking jacket with, like, a monocle and shit. And then, like, one of those pasties would pop off. And whoever I was with would be like, you're not classy at all. You brought me here under false pretenses. You want to see some titties, sir?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's awesome when they... I don't know what's more awesome, when they notice and then do some sort of, you know, dancing around it and just crowd work to make fun of it, or when they're just going for the gold and then get off stage and are like, shit.
Yeah, that is funny. I don't know if this ever happened to other guys, but it happens like very rarely, but it'll happen where someone will be talking to you and like whatever they're wearing, like their boob will kind of pop out, and it's like, there's that moment of like, oh my God, I'm seeing her titties, and she has no fucking idea. But then you have to kind of be a gentleman too, like, you know, yeah, check your titties. It's like that weird, and it's that weird, like, well, do I tell her? Cause then, like, now it's become too long. I didn't tell her instantly. So it's like, she knows I've been looking at these titties for a second and whatnot. So. Yeah.
You could always do the, hey, something just happened to you just now, not 5 minutes ago.
Right. It's like, oh, that's weird. I've been feeling that breeze for 5 minutes, but
never paying any attention.
If you say so, Rod.
I have a question for you, sweetheart. Do you think being black affects burlesque and how you're cast in the roles that you're placed in?
This is the awesome part. You get to make your own character. You know what I mean?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you're not really cast in something. It's a matter of getting a fit with the right troupe. And so that's what's really cool, is that was one of the things I noticed in like straight theater when I used to do that. Like, I was always, like, kind of frumpy and never cast in anything where I could be even remotely sexy and stuff. So when I did burlesque, I was like, fuck this. You know, I'm vamping it up as much as I can. So it's, yeah, that's, I think the biggest issue with anyone doing burlesque is having a match with the audience. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, I began to notice, and this is part of why I left, is I began to notice that people were, it became more of a frat boy situation coming to shows.
Yeah.
And the girls that liked, that were appreciated by them weren't working too hard to have that not happen.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
It's kind of like how, like, sometimes you'll see a chick at the gym, and she'll be looking really good walking around, but she's not even really working hard. She's just, like, literally on the phone, and she's talking to her friend next to her.
Not paying no attention.
And she's not breaking a sweat. But, you know, she weighs, like, 75 pounds because, like, her metabolism is fast. And, you know, if, one of those people that if you talk to them, they'd be like, oh, I can eat anything I want. I just, you know, I work out for 2 hours a day. And you're like, by walking? Okay.
And then, you say so.
And then you see, like, somebody that's bigger than them, but they're working hard as fuck. Like, they're killing the treadmill or trying yes. to run a mile. And they're, like, passing out and shit because they're trying to lose weight or whatever. And it's just this idea of, like, huh, one of you is going to get attention that you kind of not really working for, and this other person's going up here putting on a fucking show, and no one appreciates that shit right now because they're judging, I mean, right away.
Like, I'm a very big fan of going to where you know you're gonna, you know, where you're gonna get a lot of attention and just kind of prance yourself around. Like, when I walk by a barbershop, I walk slower.
Mm.
Just like, doo-doo-doo, I gotta, oh, look at that, gotta bend over and tie my shoe.
Yeah. Evening, brothers.
Exactly. So here's an example of, like, what I mean. Mm. I was in a show, and I brought the house down, because that's what I do, and it was really fun, and then I saw this blogger. Like, I've gotten really, you know, I've only had, like, 3 bad things said about me, because I'm full figure, and a woman of color, and it's, I stick out a lot. But this dude wrote, and he wrote really horrible things about my body. Wow. In a funny way. Or funny to him and his dumbass friends. And then he was like, but the other girls in the show were super hot. And then one of the girls wrote to him and they're like, I cannot believe what you did in this blog. You didn't give credit to our photographer when you put up our photos. I was like, really, bitch? Y'all, I need out of this industry. Go fuck yourself. And I wrote a rap about it. I used to do stand-up comedy, and I basically said, I hope you get pancreatic cancer. Like, no, it gets worse, but, like, yeah.
Wow, man. Yeah.
Wow.
So, like, you know, when you're out there, you're putting your body out there for review to some extent. Like, I don't know if I could deal with that. Like, I don't think I would fucking find that dude and kill him.
Well, I did with my words.
Right.
I did with my words. His wife could get some, too. I saw a picture of his wife. I was like, are you serious? It was like between the two of them, it was the frumpy leading the dumpy. Like, I can't.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that a little bit later, too, because we have a couple articles that deal with, like, body issues and shit, too, that I think are funny as far as how people handle shit. But, all right, so the other thing I heard you say about our show and Chonilla.com.
Yes.
Was that.
Yes, I love them too.
And, was that there was like a love and appreciation for women of color and whatnot?
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
And you're not really getting that from other shows and stuff?
Yeah, like, okay, the way I describe the podcast that I some of them I still listen to
right.
in doses is it's like going to a spa with asbestos. It's like it's super fun and you love being there, but it builds up in your system. And sometimes it's just little jokes, and sometimes it's like the sin of omission, where it's like we're not even mentioned, and it's like, I just can't deal with this, you know what I mean, of not being appreciated, or just in ways that people don't even get, like, hey, that's a thing, maybe you don't want to say that, nope, don't fucking care, cool. So, yeah, some really good shows with awesome people who have awesome hearts. But it's like, I'm just done with white men and their privilege and not getting it. So.
Yeah, I get that sometimes when I listen to, like, Adam Carolla's show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
Jesus. Like, he'll go on, like, a rant about race or gender or something. And it's from, like, such a privileged place. Like, it's almost like he has no idea of what other people are going through or whatever. And
don't care.
Yeah, and he doesn't have to care, because, you know, and then the people on the show almost pretty much never challenge him on that. So, but it's kind of like, I don't know, podcasting is weird, you know, with us like having a podcast, because part of me is kind of envious of that. Like, yeah, like that's how it should be. You found a way to get paid just being yourself, as mm-hmm. ignorant as you sound at times and all that uh-huh. shit. And I want to be like that.
Yep.
Like, I
want
to
be. Yeah, well, I can go on, say what I want to say, and just keep it pushing. And that's the freedom that when he speaks, he's speaking from, well, I have this freedom. You should have this freedom. I don't understand why you don't have this freedom. And you're holding yourself back by mm-hmm. connecting yourself with your race, because everybody should be looked at individuals, even though, for me, I'm already looked at as an individual, but, you know, I don't give a fuck that we look at you as a group, but, you know, you should have the right to be free, too.
Well, yeah, it's not that I even agree with a lot of what he's saying, but it's just this idea of, like, the freedom of saying what the fuck you want to say.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know? Like, there's something about that that from, like, I always have a hard time, because, like, I'm followed by some political people at this point, which is weird to me.
Me too.
But whatever. But like, you know, I'll see people retweeting stuff like, we're gonna, stop Glenn Beck, or we're gonna boycott Rush Limbaugh, or we're gonna, you know, fuck Adam Carolla, we're gonna do this and that. And I'm always kind of like, I never really join in, because mm-hmm. part of me is like, I kind of want people to have the freedom to say whatever the fuck they want to say.
That's right.
And if they can literally sell that, and people will buy it, that means that there's, you know, a percentage of people that actually do want to hear that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily want them to, like, go away, because I don't feel like what they believe will go away. I feel like mm-hmm. that the people that still, like, want to hear that shit will exist, and something will just fill the void, you know?
Yep, and because your audience don't exist just because, but I just, your audience is not going to exist just because you don't have a voice. All that's going to happen is that the voice is going to come back in a different manner. And my mm-hmm. thing is that everybody should have the platform. Like, if you mm-hmm. can turn on the mic and speak, you should have a platform. And shutting mm-hmm. somebody down, that doesn't solve the problem or make the issues go away.
Yeah, I mean, that being said, I hope he goes poor or loses his career. Right. Him and his kids have to live on the streets and eat their pets for sustenance. Fuck him.
And they get, and of course.
But it should be, I mean, he should pancreatic, be on the platform.
Yeah, pancreatic cancer too.
Yes, yep. Yes. Don't forget that.
Definitely
one.
Need to get that. Uh-huh. But yeah, like plus I kind of want the freedom to hate somebody.
Yep. True.
Like, I feel like these people are taking away my ability to be like, God damn, Rush Limbaugh's a fucking idiot. Like, mm-hmm. I need that a little bit.
Yeah, I don't want to have to rise above.
Yeah.
Like, I want to stay below. That's
yes, fine. I'm not trying to make my standards high. No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm sure there's people that, like, hate us. Like, oh, I fucking hate them. It's like, good. Get it out your system.
Keep hating it. Keep listening.
All right, man.
Exactly.
Well, I think we've, and like I said, there's so much actually more on her show.
Yes, it is, guys.
It's so raw, open, honest, and
it really is,
and extremely funny. And this will probably be the only time that I get to really compliment her, because, like, if I write something, you never know.
Oh my god! Please, but, write me every day. It's something. Yeah, it totally. I love it. Just not like slipping at the end. Have you checked the gain when you're doing the audio? It's not a big deal, but you know, you might want to check that. Go into the visual EQ.
Yeah, we have a listener who wrote the show, and he was like, I apologize for something I said, you know, I apologize to Karen and blah 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 and such and such, but these other black women that I got a problem. It's like, oh man, you almost had it.
You almost was to the finish line.
You were literally like two sentences from writing a great email, and you just refused to do it.
Mm-mm.
Well, anyway, so let's get into some actual random thoughts, and then we got a bunch of articles and stuff because we've been off so long. But we'll try to rush through some of the articles and stuff. Karen, did you want to start with yours? I can kind of get to mine anytime, so it's up to you.
Oh yeah, and I have some random thoughts.
Okay.
Like I said, I don't have as many as Roger, but I do have things that go through my mind. I've been off all week, so I had a chance to really think about some things. And on Monday, I go to the Y, and I go to a kickboxing class, which I really, really love taking. And at the kickboxing class, you got to have a little bit of coordination to kickbox. And I realized that some people don't have coordination, and her instructions are really, really simple. It's like left, right, up, kick, okay, stop, kick, and she'll actually display it. She'll actually show you how to do a modified version of it. She'll actually stand in front of you and, like, work it through with you. And when I was in the class, I had two Indian people in front of me.
dear.
And they could not get the bee to say they lie. She go right, they go left, she go left, they go right, they go up, she go down. I mean, I was looking at them like, oh my gosh, this is not that complex. And a lot of the white people was on beat, which was actually shocking. And I guess because a lot of them had actually been taking the class for a while, so they kind of got the groove of things. And the problem that I have is that they broke all the stereotypes, because I thought Indian people were actually great dancers. You know, when you see them on TV and things like that, they have all the music and stuff. They got the, you know, the jewels. I was like, okay, so all y'all don't have, you know, rhythm. They can cook now. Cook. But
I feel like this random thought is only racist. Like, I don't feel like there's anything too random about this.
Look at those white people. Even a broken clock's right twice.
Right. Indian people can dance. Jesus.
I've seen them.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I don't know. But in addition to that, I will just add this. I think they need to rename kickboxing classes to something else.
Yes.
Because it's not like...
It's not a true kickboxing class.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, because that's what I thought it was going to be. You know, like what Chris and them take. That real, you know, getting a black belt. But this ain't that. Mm.
Yeah. Like, if Karen comes home, she can't just, like, whoop my ass or whatever.
I sure can't.
It's like, I've been doing kickboxing for three weeks, bitch. It's on now. You're going to do these dishes. Like that's... No. Like, I feel like it's false advertising.
I'm not leg sweeping you in no shit like that. That is not happening.
Yeah. Like, I would like to see a fight where two people are like, yeah, I'm about to fuck you up, man. I'm gonna show you about these streets. Oh, well, I've been taking kickboxing, and then like some you know, maybe some of that reggaeton starts playing.
Yeah.
And
then, 5, 6, 7,
right.
Oh, that would be the greatest
and
thing
up,
ever.
Down kick stop.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Oh, I can't stop. My only weakness, rhythmic dancing.
I hear the music. Must move. Can't sit here.
How did you know?
Yes.
All right. Let me throw a random thought out there then. I'm training. I trained somebody at work last week. They were new to the job. And, you know, I was teaching them how to do everything the right way and teaching them, like, how to break things down by steps, no shortcuts, and, you know, all that stuff. If you've ever had to train somebody at your job, then you probably know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it gets like really serious. You can't like fuck around no matter what other shit you normally are doing at your desk. Like all that shit go, you know, can't call a coworker.
And none of that.
But I was thinking, like, what if we really had to train people to do exactly what we do at work? Like, they're like, oh, Samantha's going to sit with you for a while and, you know, just train her to do your job kind of. And, she's going to do, you know, work in another department or whatever. You go, okay, cool, man. Well, you see that email there where they're saying there's going to be cake in the break room at 9:30? Well, now's a good time to email, to instant message our coworker and just make a joke. So let's open up the instant message box and say, really, cake, Ron, do you need more cake? Yeah, just send that. And she'll send back a smiley face. So you definitely want to send an LOL back. And all right, let's close that. We'll get back to that in a second. Now it's time to work on our blog. So let's open up
WordPress.
Let's update. Let's put our thoughts about Prometheus on there. You know what? Let's tweet this too, because if we're gonna need a teaser for Twitter. So let's go out there and go, Prometheus, what the fuck was that about? Am I right? Yeah, send.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you know, you're gonna wanna go ahead and do Facebook, and you're gonna wanna go to the movie sites and be sure you get a trailer.
Yeah.
And connect a trailer with it when you post it.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I think, and then like, it's like, hey, there's an email, the fax machine's down. Okay, this is another good time to I am Devin. Okay. And, it's kind of a running joke at this point, as you can see. This is our second time doing this today. Are you writing this down?
Are you paying attention?
You're going to need this in a second. I'm going to walk away and
this is going to help you get through the day.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I was just wondering what would happen if we really had to do that shit, man. Like, all right, let's call our wife.
Yes, and you know what now is, you know, between 10:05 and 10:15, I normally sit and daydream, you know, so right, I want you to be sure that you have your daydreams together, whatever it is that you would rather be doing than here, this is the time
bring a headphone splitter in, and then, like, they can listen to, like, the podcast or listen to, and be like, ooh, now that's funny. What we're going to want to do is share that by hitting the Twitter button on Stitcher,
mm-hmm.
And we're going to say, oh, my God, so funny. Check this out, guys.
And be sure to give it a thumbs up.
Yeah. Send that. Smiley face for iPhone users. There you go. Anyway, I think that would be cool.
I do, too. And
then you know what? If I was being trained, I'd want to work there. If I'm being trained and you show me, like, the fun shit, I'm like, I can get away with all this job. Like, hell yeah, I want to work here.
I know, but that best thing ever. Yes, they'd be like, so you did decide to come back.
Right.
Oh, my God.
To the next day.
People with normal jobs are, well, first of all, you're cutting out a little, so I don't know if I jumped in on somebody.
No, you're good.
Cool. The people with normal jobs, because, like, you know, 4 years ago, it would have been like, so let's practice how to change in a bathroom and how to put on pasties when there's no mirror. Like, are you following?
Yeah. You're like, write this. Are you writing this down?
Are you even paying attention?
Write this down on the inside of your pasty. Okay. You're gonna need this.
Are you even paying attention? And be sure that you always have a glue stick and your thongs to the left side, just in case it pops off. You can smack it on real quick.
All right.
Always be prepared.
Lace front tape, by the way.
Lace front. Writing that down.
For right now.
Maybe Adam and Eve sells that in bulk.
I bet you they do.
I had someone had some chips that was sitting in the snack machine when I bought my M&Ms the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened up the little thing at the bottom. So I see like there's chips next to my M&M and I took them.
I would too.
So you would have took them, Karen? Mm-hmm. Would you have taken those chips, Amber?
They wouldn't have made it back to my desk.
Okay.
Please.
So I kept
in the best day of my life.
Right. You know what's sad? I did react like I just got a star in Mario Brothers. That shit was like, I was like, oh, I'm invincible. It's like, went upstairs.
Yes. I've had a machine mess the fuck around and give me 2 packs of M&Ms by accident. It rolled twice. I was like, oh, shit now. 2 for 1. And danced my ass all the way back to my desk. It's the simple things to make the day go by.
Yeah. Yep. Meanwhile, I was like starving people in Somalia listening to the show like, 2 M&Ms?
Did you check the vending machine? You would have had some chips too.
Yeah, dog. You could have been there.
Yes.
But I got upstairs with my, I was eating their chips and I started feeling a little bit guilty because I was thinking like, what happened to the person that bought the chips? Like, because I would never leave my chips in this vending machine. So, like, are they dead? Did they get kidnapped? Like, should I be putting out a missing persons report?
Am I going to see email in 5 minutes? Whoever took my chips?
Man or woman missing. see, the only thing I know is they had an affinity for Sun chips. And I think we should look into this.
I love it. My wife isn't in labor. I'm going to go back and get my chips so my blood sugar isn't too low.
Yeah, I'm having a diabetic shock moment. Only these chips can save me. And it's like
snack machine police gonna come in to get you.
But I have to use the bathroom really quick. I'll be right back. Oh, and now it's just like dead person in the lobby when I go down. Like they're putting someone on a stretcher or something. Not to come downstairs and to leave. It's like, oh, what happened here? This is sad. This is a shame, really. He used to get his chips at 2 o'clock every day. It's the only thing.
The only thing that kept him alive.
Jesus. I'm just like I still got like my hand in the chip bag. Like, oh, that's interesting.
While you're looking over them, you bite real hard and a chip crumb or sprinkle on them. That was like, my chip.
Yeah. Oh. They just like one hand comes out from underneath the sheet. Like,
and grabs the chips.
It grabs my arm. Like, it's like even more dramatic.
Don't just take another bite.
Just grabs my arm, like, no. I'm like, oh, these are delicious.
Oh, too late. They're almost gone.
Karen, you want to do another one? Or?
Yes, I do. This random thought is going to Corbin on Twitter. Me and him was talking the other day, and I was talking about workout classes because I've been trying to get back into working out and stuff. And he was saying how he goes to the workout classes, and sometimes when women are working out, and men too, but I realize women do this more, they don't always cover their asses. So you look up and you see ass crack.
Right.
And he was saying, you know, is he a pervert for looking? I said, no. I said, it happens to me too. I said, if you don't want anybody to see your ass crack, you need to cover your ass up. And I'm pretty sure if I can see it, I know you feel the breeze. So my thing is this, why don't they have like, I don't think the Y would ever do this, but why don't they have like burlesque and cabaret classes at the Y? You know, if you're going to come out with your ass, you might as well do that.
They have pole dancing classes.
At the Y?
Yeah, and, well, sorry, not at the Y. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know.
I'm about to say at the Y, I will sign up for that.
That C and that YMCA might get a little uptight. those ladies start taking it on.
And you know what? I might actually take one of those classes, because you know what? That sounds really, really sexy. I mean, you already prepared anyway. I mean, you're halfway naked when you've been in there squatting.
Well, here's the problem with some of this stuff. First of all, workout clothes are sexy as shit. I don't give a fuck.
Yes, they what are. People say. And they turn you on.
Unless women are wearing like some frumpy ass like jogging pants or something, like most workout clothes are sexy. Even a lot of stuff guys wear it's gonna be sexy.
Yes, it is.
That fucking what's that? Under Armour shirt and shit. Like,
yes, come on, man. To be hugging. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah,
man.
And then the sports bras and all that stuff. Yes.
Who are we kidding here? So, but that's not the issue. The issue for me is when I was working as a person that like monitors the gym at the Y.
Mm-hmm.
I got turned into like an unofficial bouncer.
Yeah,
because of people like Corbin. Like they don't know how to look at these women without being a fucking creep about it. Not saying that's what Corbin's doing, but like, you know, I had to basically work the door.
That was his thing. He was like, am I a creep? And I was like,
yes.
No.
Yes, you are a fucking creep. I had to work the door and watch.
What happened if he's actually in the class?
If he's in the class, that's different. In the class. That's completely different. You can go take the class and you can look. But if you're just looking.
Oh, yeah. Them dudes.
Then you're a fucking
creep.
You know
what? Fuck those dudes. I'm going to tell you why. Because like a lot of those women come to the workout class to work out.
Right.
And if you're not there to work out, I'm working out. I don't want you bouncing a ball, drooling over my titties, bouncing in my ass.
I'm not even talking about bouncing a ball, Karen. I'm talking
literally just sitting.
They just like either sit in the gym or stand by the fucking door. And I had to be like, hey man, the fuck, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, they had or either at the particular why we go to, they either, if they don't do that, they go up higher and stare down, but it's still the same thing. I can see your ass,
right?
It's like now you got a bird's eye view of the whole floor now. And my thing is this, fuck you. You know, how would you like if you walked around all day and I drooled at you all day?
First of all, they would love that. But second of all.
My bad. Wrong analogy.
Second of all, it's just fucking creepy. Like, let's not, you can't do that and pretend that that's normal. That's fucking creepy.
True.
There's ways to look at a woman and not have any issues. Mm-hmm. Women get checked out all the time.
They do.
They walk by barbershops. They slow down. They tie their shoes. I get it. But there's sometimes where it's like I'm working on my body issues or whatever the fuck, and I don't need you like standing at the door jacking your dick, creep.
While I sweat.
Like, I had that one dude made me call the cops. He's like, well, I got as much right to be here. So I'm like, no, the fuck you don't. Work out or get the fuck out.
That's true.
I've never been treated like this. Well, you've never been caught staring before.
Exactly. He's on a registry somewhere. Yeah. I can't imagine.
Right.
Yes, because everybody in there, a lot of those classes, everybody's not over 21 or 18. So you go, what, dog? You're staring at kids, too.
Well, it's not even whether they're staring at kids or whatever. It's just creepy.
It is.
Everyone in the class could literally be 35 years old, standing against the wall, fucking breathing against the glass, like, yeah, check these chicks out. It's weird. There's strip clubs for this, and if you're sophisticated, there's burlesque dancing. Or you can wear a Monica in the top hat, and no one will know.
Nope, with white gloves.
Yeah.
Put the top hat over your lap so you don't feel weird.
Right.
That's right.
You know, you take it off. If you're a man like me, get the Abraham Lincoln hat. You know?
Oh, mm-hmm. God.
Yep.
Up top, fellas.
And that'll be your penis pasty.
Yeah.
Now, since I know what a pasty is, I could use it in the right context.
So I went to wing night the other day with my white friends and ate wings and talked NBA and shit with them. It was fun, although I don't know, white people that listen to the show, man, hey, don't be that guy that whenever someone brings up the NBA has to voice their discontent, because it only makes you look racist. I'm sorry, but it's just the fucking truth. It's like, why we gotta talk about this? Like, I don't know, why do we talk about anything? Like, we meet here to have important discussions.
Anyway, about life.
Anyway, have you saw the legislation that passed in the no, we're gonna talk about some bullshit, and sometimes it'll be the NBA. I don't say anything when y'all talk about soccer. I'm like, oh, what a pussy sport. Like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. or baseball. I also think that is a terrible sport. Anyway, and I'll never say shit. So anyway, I was leaving, and this random like homeless black dude walked up to me, and he kind of fooled me at first, because like he didn't look like homeless from far away. Like he looked kind of like he had
to be up close to tell.
Like he had a white shirt on, it was decently clean, and some like some shorts on, you know, like maybe he had just got them or whatever. So like he was walking up on me, and I just kind of looked, because I don't like people walking up on me at night in the parking lot. So I just looked over there, and then he noticed we made like awkward eye contact, and I was only like 3 feet away from my white friends and shit, but he singled me out for some reason, and he was like, "Hey, brother, man, hey, can I talk to you for a second?" And I was like, what? Like, what do you want? And he's like, because then, like, as he got close, I realized he was homeless, and I was like, I don't got no money, and I ain't going to give him none, so why are we doing this?
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, "I just got to tell you, man, you know, first of all, man, the other day, you know, I went to apply for a job, and, you know, I'm such and such." So I'm feeling like homeless was implied right away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he skipped over the I'm homeless part of the, you know, you got to do the homeless people. If you're going to be asking for money, start with I'm homeless.
Yes.
You don't just can't skip over the homeless, man. Mm-hmm. He didn't look that
it's
homeless.
It's a very important part of the story.
Like, for all I know, he got locked out of his house and had a bad night and just need a bus ride back home.
We don't know. You know?
Like,
give us all the details.
It was like the lack of teeth that really was like, "Oh, okay, I see. You got some dire situation going on here." So he was like, I applied for a job, man, and I filled out the application and everything, and I got such and such, but you know, I just need an ID. They're saying if I don't have an ID, I can't get this job. So, you know, ID is $10. I don't think that's true anymore. That's like 1990 price.
ID done went up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure ID is like $30.
I renewed my license, yes.
So then, and the whole time, you could just see in my face, I'm like, "I don't have any money, and I'm not giving you any."
Mm-mm.
So he was like, "If you just give me, like, you know, 30 cents, that's all I need." And I was like, "Yeah." So I, like, cut him off, you know. I was like, "Hey, man, I got to go home. You know, I have a job to get to." You wouldn't know anything about that.
But some of us have homes to go to.
Yeah.
Yes, and they're not a box.
I was rubbing it in his face. Like, I had a box of food. I start eating wings out of it. I can't even make it home.
Sun chips.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, "I just killed a man over these sun chips. I'll kill you too."
Yeah. So I was like, "Yeah, I gotta go. I gotta go, man. Like, and I don't have any cash on me." So he cut me off, and he was like, "Listen, nigga, listen." And I was like, "What?"
Oh, he got aggressive.
When did homeless people start getting this aggressive?
Oh.
Is it the heat? Because it was like 100 degrees that day. Like, maybe he just had enough. Oh, but I have never been called nigga by a homeless person. That shit. Like, if I had the money, I still wouldn't have gave it to him. But, like, that is...
You definitely ain't getting it now.
That's a new tactic. He was like...
Like, he's going to scare you.
Like, I had to think about that twice. I was like, did he just say... I was in the car on the way home, my air conditioning. Like, this...
Then he just called me.
Pretty sure this dude called me nigga. I'm going to eat one of these wings and... Laughing.
Throw it out the window.
Yeah. So, all right. Karen, you got any more?
Yeah, I do.
All right, drop another one.
I'm not as much as a pornosaur as Roderick, but I do consume my amount of porn.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And
same here.
You know that you watch porn too much when inanimate objects start sounding like sex.
Like what?
I was in the bedroom laying down, and all of a sudden I heard some squeaking sound. I heard some go clink, clink. And it sounded like the bed rocking. And I kept saying, what the fuck is that? I was like, I'm laying here by myself. I know I ain't fucking something. Something's going on here. And I looked up, and the ceiling fan was making that noise. Like, the ceiling fan sounded like the bed, and like the little strings sound like the rocking. So it sounded like somebody was fucking above my head. And I was very, very confused.
Mm.
And I've got to the conclusion that, you know, you watch too much porn when, like, you start looking around, you're like, is somebody fucking? No, they're not.
So, like, is that a food processor? Is that?
Yes.
Well, our fan does sound like fucking though.
It does. Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm not the only one then.
Which is fine with me. I'm pretty sure our upstairs neighbors are like, wow, they get it in.
They never quit. This shit is going on all damn day.
Yeah, all night, literally. I can't even sleep.
No.
Jesus Christ, man. Give her a break. I just walk out like, yeah, that's right, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm still tearing that up, that ass up now. 10 hours later,
you see him coming downstairs like, ladies, carry on with your evening. But, all right, this is my last one because it's kind of long. But people that listen to the show for a while know, like, the cafeteria guy downstairs has tried to hard sell me so many times.
Yes.
Like I'll go down there occasionally. Like, oh, I'll get a breakfast sandwich or a soda or something weird, something like that. And then he'll be like, oh no, you need to come get my lunch, buddy. It's so good. He always tells me, buddy. You know, first, it was like, well, we only get 30 minutes for lunch. And I have this thing. I have to leave the building. I cannot be in the fucking building for 9 hours, man. I have to fucking get out of there somehow. I feel claustrophobic. Even if it's just get in my car and drive around for 10 minutes and come back. I need to be out of there. I can't help it. Okay. My day doesn't feel complete if I eat inside that fucking building. So I go out or whatever, and I used to do that, but now I take an hour for lunch, and we live closer to work, so I can go home and make a sandwich or something, whatever, even if it's just warm up a hot pocket or some shit.
I know, it's so
still better than being in there, and I can catch up on some Buffy or something. So I told him, and I have my headphones on all the time at work, so the conversation is always awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Because he starts talking to me, and then I have to do the thing like, I have these headphones on. I'm going to pretend that you didn't say anything.
Yep. And walk past.
He'll keep talking, and then I have to do the one headphone off thing, which really means I still can't hear what the fuck you're saying, but, I'm pretending to.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked so long, I took both the headphones off, like, oh, Jesus. Okay, what are you saying? And, like, by the time we got, he was talking, I started making out that he was saying, like, I need to come there and eat lunch. And I said, well, look, I go home for lunch now, which to me is like, you can't beat home.
I know. Home means I already paid for this fucking food.
Yeah. Home is home is the big joker of food.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like, what do you
save money?
What are you going to do? I'm going to stay at home and eat. Oh, well, shit then. Oh, you're right. That's better than Red Lobster. It's not going to cost you fuck. No one can make it better than you. So, he's like, nobody. I make the best steak and cheese sandwich, best you ever have, guarantee. And I was like, yeah, I go home for lunch now. So he's like, I make better than your mom make. I was like, okay, I understood. I go home for lunch. So
what about that? Don't you understand?
He
sir?
Said, I will save you gas and money. And I was like,
wow,
more money than free? How the fuck do you save more money than free? I live 2 minutes from this fucking place. How much gas do you think I'm burning? I'm not driving a fucking SUV out there, dog.
You know what? You're burning the same 30 cent that you didn't get at homeless man. Yeah.
That's why I didn't give it to him. I needed that to get home. So I was like, I don't understand how paying $6 for lunch is more expensive than a 5-minute round trip home to eat what's in my fridge.
Yes.
So I've been thinking about this, man. And I understand people have eating disorders and stuff. I'm not trying to make light of those, but thinking about telling them I'm bulimic. I think it's the only way. I think that might trump home. I'll tell them, like, look, man, listen. Sam, I'm going to pull you to the side because I'm ashamed of this. I ain't want to say this in front of people and shit. But listen, I go home every day and I eat and then I throw up. So no one has to know about it. Okay. I throw up in the bathroom. No one knows about it.
My wife doesn't know.
I'm trusting you with this.
I'm keeping it top secret with you.
So now that we have this,
connection.
Connection, can you at least leave me the fuck alone about eating in your fucking store? I already eat too much as is. Can't you see? And then I was thinking of doing that, and I realized that he doesn't give a fuck. He's just gonna be like, my sandwiches make the best throw up, buddy. You're gonna
he's gonna do an intervention. Right. You need to tell him you're vegan.
Right. Oh,
like, beat that, son.
Right.
Yes. He'd be like, oh, you have a problem? I have the best toilets in the world. You can throw it right here after you pop my food.
You're gonna throw up all day long, I promise. Save you gas money. Oh. No more throwing up at home. He'll probably like, and then the other thing is like, he'll probably be like, if he has an intervention for me, he'll then go out and buy like vegan patties or something and then make me feel bad about that too. Like, I buy vegan patties, you know, eat lunch here. Mm-hmm. Come on, buddy. I feel like I'm breaking up with him.
And he don't know how to handle the breakup.
Yeah, I've been thinking of all these ways to talk to him.
Like, put like this, and I think, you know what? I think that's true, baby. I think that he's been keeping an eye on you, because see, Pat, old girlfriend, keep an eye on you. Mm-hmm. And he's realized that you walk past him for breakfast and you walk past him for lunch.
Right.
And you won't even look his way.
He checks my Facebook statuses, yes, and sees me eating other food and being happy. Understand.
Jersey Mike's, what the fuck?
Right.
I don't understand this.
Yeah. He just tweeted that he's eating sushi again. I make the best sushi, buddy.
Oh, Jesus.
And so I'm going to tell him, like, look, man, it's not you. Okay,
it's me. That's right. That's what you do.
I need some space and feel a little crowded at work. You know, we work basically in the same building. See you every day. I need a little bit of space specifically from noon to 1 p.m. every weekday where I can go out and do my thing. But then I was like, what if I tell him that? But then, like, I order Chinese or something and they deliver it. They deliver it, and then he'll see me in the lobby with the Chinese delivery man, and I'll try to ignore him like he's not there, but then me and Sam will make eye contact and it'll be awkward, and then he'll like show up on the fourth floor and I'll be going to take a piss or something. I'll be like, hey, Sam, what's going on? And he'll be like, why you do this to me, buddy? And I'll be like, Sam, you know you're not allowed up here, man. Go back down to the lobby.
You're not allowed up
with
here.
The deli. What are you doing? You're wrong, buddy. Or if I go to, like, Subway or something, you think he, like, follow me to, like, Subway and...
Uh-huh, when his own sub in his hand, I make the best meatball sub right here. Like, why do you waste your money?
He'll see me buying, like, a Philly steak and cheese and be like, buddy, this is where you go for lunch? You lied to me, buddy? You say you went home. Oh, sorry.
This does not look like home to me.
Sam, did you follow me from work? We have to discuss this later, Sam. There's all these people in here. We discuss this now, buddy. I don't know, man. I'm going to show up to work on Monday. I have, like, a black eye and shades on. And
why is he wearing long sleeves in the summer?
Right. Are you okay,
Rod? It's 102 degrees out here. I don't understand.
Everything's fine. I'll just eat lunch here, okay, guys? Just stop asking.
I ran into a door.
Right. He have like a heartfelt when I go in to order my food, he'll be like, why you make me do this to you, buddy?
You made me beat you with the salami. I told you this.
I just want you to be happy, buddy.
That's all I want.
Yeah, he was, I don't know, man, I'm worried.
I know this is gonna turn to a abusive relationship.
Put a restraining order out on this dude. His wife was cool, and you could tell that she knows she's dating the crazy person, because she was like, like, she did that thing where, you know how when somebody is dating somebody that they know is fucked up to some extent, like they have bad manners or something like that, the other person covers for them. You ever seen that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're talking, like, you'll be listening to them talking, and be like, yeah, I went to dance class, and I tell you something, Indians are horrible dancers, and white people can dance. I was amazed. And you just go, oh, I'm sorry, she's a little racist, guys. I apologize. I didn't even.
You didn't see that one coming?
Yeah. All right, man. We got articles and shit. Let's talk articles. Now, here on the Blackout Tips, we have a game that we like to play. Our guest and chat room play along. It's called Guess the Race.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, obviously, the chat room is racist, and I will try to filter out as much of the over-the-top racism as I can, which... it's much harder than you people think.
Yes, it is.
But but other stuff that they talk about, I have no problem with. And every article isn't Guess the Race, guys. Some are just regular articles, okay? I'll let you know when Guess the Race is afoot. The first article is not a Guess the Race article. It is a woman who apparently pulled a Sam on her ex-boyfriend. Police took one woman into custody tonight after they said she walked into a Monroeville Chuck E. Cheese with a brick and a knife.
Oh shit.
And started a fight.
Was she drunk? Because you know they sell beer at Chuck E. Cheese.
They what?
They do. Uh-huh. They sell beer at Chuck. A lot of people don't know that, but they sell beer at Chuck E. Cheese.
That somehow seems inappropriate, even though I have no children.
Yep.
Seems like we shouldn't be mixing alcohol and badass kids
together. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Because I already... and barely tolerating everyone's kids as is. I wouldn't want to be drunk around them. It's like, shut that little bastard up. I'll take another round. Anyway, sources said a man was having a birthday party for his son inside the restaurant when his ex-girlfriend walked into the building about 7:30 p.m. and attacked his new girlfriend.
Well, damn.
Oh, boy.
Don't you love when the people that do that, where someone gets a new boo and it's like, I'm not even gonna fuck you up. I'm fucking him or her up. Like, I got shit to do with this lady. I just want to support my boyfriend and his child and their birthday, and now I'm getting stabbed.
Yep.
You know, I didn't cheat on you. It was him. The new girlfriend was taken to UPMC Mercy to be treated for a non-life-threatening wound to the back of her head. Wow, what a cowardly...
Oh, shit.
She either got bricked or stabbed in the back of the head. Man. Another woman who tried to intervene in the fight was bitten in the chest.
Oh, my
bitten
God.
Bitten in the chest. What the hell is going on here?
I don't know.
Is she sick Chuck E. Cheese on them? I don't understand.
Maybe she went zombie. She was so mad.
Oh, my God.
The wound was cleaned at the scene. So someone got to touch some...
Forgot to do that.
Yeah. Someone got to touch some boob. I volunteer. I'll clean that lady. I keep solution on me all times. Hold on.
Put a pasty over to stop the bleeding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pasty solve everything. There you go.
Oh, I'm going to need my silver dollar pancake size pasties for this. Hold on. I'll be right back, ma'am. Police were questioning the woman accused of the attack, and the woman whose name has not been released is expected to be charged with aggravated assault and possibly other crimes. Luckily, no kids were hurt in the fight. So, a knife and a brick allowed. I mean, I understand having a metal detector, but a brick detector? Can we even be? We'll never be secure from the brick, you know.
No, brick is old. That's old school. You know what? I'm under the impression that woman was over 30, because you know that nowadays they're more complex than bricks.
Right. Yeah. Mm. Brick is old school.
Yeah. Brick and crowbar. Yeah. That's when you got some age to you.
Definitely taking it back. You know. This article, not guess the race, is about a asshole mayor that I find this funny. Gallus Strobel, mayor of the town of Triberg, best known for its waterfalls and cuckoo clocks, has made headlines recently for his new parking garage policy. Unlike the 12 spaces set aside for women, which are wider, well lit, and closer to the exit, the men's spaces that he has designed for men only require the driver to pull in at an angle and avoid hitting cement pillars. They are an attraction for any ambitious driver, Strobel said. But men are, as a rule, a little bit better at such challenges, he told the paper. So women, you guys get the easy parking spots because y'all can't drive. And the hard parking spots are designated for men only, because men are better drivers than women. Ladies, I ask your thoughts.
Where do you go from there? There's nowhere to go.
What an asshole!
Oh my God.
It's like there's nothing to do in this town, obviously, but make cuckoo clocks and waterfalls.
You know, and
that he even thought of this shit.
And obviously, they're not fucking with, you know, they more concerned about driving spaces,
right?
That's like some madman shit.
Like, I wonder
from
if there's
1922,
like,
yes.
You think there's like mayors of like real towns and shit that are like, yeah, you know, I'm actually working on
the only problem I had.
I'm actually working on inner city crime prevention right now. We're actually having some problems with some zoning and redistricting. So, but what are you working on? Oh, parking spaces for dudes to chastise women. Okay, well, that's cool.
Hey. It's weird that there are no women in any positions of power in that town. It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's also weird. No one's parking in these women's spaces. Do they even work here?
Did we fire them all and nobody told us?
All right.
Well, they need to bring their husbands dry cleaning and his lunch.
Yeah. And, well, you know, Betsy gets the scotch for us during the meeting, so we have that. Jesus Christ. He says, Strobel, 58, who says that he is, yeah, not surprised that's not, 28, right? No one, like, if that would have said 85, just as not shocked.
That's right.
So, like, I don't even have to guess the race here, but anyway, he says, of course.
Latino!
Of course, there are also great women drivers, he says.
Oh, well, there you go.
Not condescendingly at all. He told the paper that when he came to the idea, he knew it would challenge political correctness, but he says he has received mostly positive feedback from his stunt, and I'm assuming from men.
Oh, God.
You think most of the positive feedback is high fives walking down the street? Hey, man, you told those bitches up top.
You literally put them in their place.
Yeah. Right. Which is in a wider parking spot to the side by the exit.
Where they belong.
He said the move was good advertising for his town. And the one man emailed him saying he would travel there just to test himself at parking.
Oh, my God.
So chauvinists will be, that travel will be going up a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, so you could run the other two women out of town? Okay.
Yeah, I hate women. I hate women, too. I can't wait to go to Triberg.
Oh, my Jesus.
I also like that he felt he needed to advertise for his town.
Because it's not a damn thing to do.
What is cuckoo clocks and waterfalls, Karen? What aren't you getting?
Throw the cuckoo clocks in the waterfalls. That would be more exciting than the parking spaces.
Women, too, he says, have put themselves to the challenge. They are, of course, most welcome. So now,
why would they want to come?
Now I just picture like a bunch of women parking in those spots every day. That would be awesome. Just taking up those spots.
Perfect. Even the men's spots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would park there just for the hell of it.
Just standing there leaned on their cars, not even going to work or anything.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Just like, no, you park in the women's spots, bitch. Do it.
The work you can't get in that town.
Right. All right. So I said we were going to talk about body issues earlier. I was just like, first of all, on Twitter the other day, we saw people going off about Serena Williams.
Yes.
Which happens every time she's on TV. And
every time.
I don't get it.
Me either.
I love
that
woman.
I don't know what it is.
I'm sorry. I do too.
And I don't get when, at what point have you been heard enough to shut the fuck up?
Never for some people.
Like literally. Hey guys, noted. Some of you don't like Serena Williams. Got
That's
it.
That's fine. We don't need you for you to tell us every single time.
It's only been a decade. your point's driven home. No one's trying to make you fuck Serena Williams. Like, it's not like people who like Serena Williams are sending out stuff like, hey man, if you don't want to fuck Serena Williams, you are a homosexual and you need to talk on this right now because if not, you are gay. Like, no one even gives a fuck. It's just like, man, she looked good, and then someone has to walk in like, no she don't, let me tell you why. Like,
get
why?
The fuck out of here.
No one cares.
No.
I swear, man, the most powerful most people will ever feel is saying something fucked up about somebody else. But,
yeah, and people love to say no even when you don't ask because they feel empowered. I didn't fucking ask you.
They get attention because no one is routinely giving them attention. So it's like, pay attention to me. I don't like this thing. It's like, okay. So anyway, Serena Williams we know can't win. But what about Kate Upton? Right? She's got to be in that high percentile of like, everyone is supposed to think she's hot, you know what I mean?
I don't.
Right? Like, well, you know, I think she was even in a movie because she was hot. You know how they do that thing where it's like, this person can't act, but she sure live fine.
Yeah, and the thing is that...
Give her a role.
Yeah, a lot of it is people's definition of beauty when it comes to, like, to this type of thing.
Yeah. So anyway, apparently there's a website that thinks she needs to take off a few pounds.
Take off a few pounds, and my thing, good question. Who is Kate Upton?
Kate Upton is a model, and for people in the chat, I will send you, I will actually send it to you a link so you guys can check her out.
And
tell, you know, and decide for yourself, and I'll put one in Skype just in case Amber wants to see it.
Thank you.
Apparently this website says, she needs to lose some weight. They are a pro anorexia website and they branded her a cannibal because she did a commercial where she eats cheeseburgers on the hood of a car. Yeah.
So they're promoting killing yourself?
Well, it says the article says she's got a body that most women would be envious of, yet
not me.
Kate Upton has still been branded as lardy and well marbled. The 20-year-old model has become the target of pro-anorexia website Skinny Gossip following her participation in a burger commercial. I swear, I bet you this site is run by like some 50-year-old white dude that's like 100 pounds overweight and like balding and like eating a burger typing this shit like, this is going to blow up the internet.
And this is the bullshit I don't understand. She's skinny as shit to me, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
She's not the size of an average woman.
Are any models?
No, they're not. And that's the thing.
I mean, models.
It's like she's already a fucking size 2. And you're going, well, why don't you lose 8 more pounds? Fuck, she's 6'6", 80 pounds. Can she get any smaller?
Yeah, they even have a, they even had an ad campaign for Kellogg's where they were like, we're going to use plus size model. None of those women were plus size. None. Like every single woman was like, it was like, oh, see, we went up from the 75 pound model to the 78 pound models.
So we went,
plus size woman, you know how it is, ladies.
So basically a plus size woman is a size 8.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know they was shitting on people. So, apparently they, also had a picture of her in a bathing suit if you scroll down the article.
Yeah.
And they say she's 30 pounds overweight. The fuck?
The overweight?
Overweight. 30 pounds overweight.
My question is, how tall is she? Does it say?
I don't know how tall she is.
Most of these women
But she's been on the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue as recent as last year.
And my thing is that I weigh more than these women, and I bet you I'm a foot shorter than a lot of these women. So if she's overweight, what the fuck am I in?
Well, that's what I was going to take it was when you see shit like this, I think, you know, women are going to personalize it because all these articles basically say the same thing, which is women, you're fat. Yes. And it's like, Kate Upton's fat, your ass fat. Because that's the first thing you're going to do is like, well, let's see. Kate Upton weighs 75 pounds, so I weigh. Oh, wait a minute. You know, like, so I don't even think that it's like crazy or whatever to even start making that association. But it's just weird to me how much people love to be like, this is what I'm not into.
That's true. That's that's true. And also the thing about it, though, is like. And me and Roger talked about this. You're talking about a 20-year-old model who you claim is overweight. A, she don't even know your ass exists. She might not even know this article exists.
Right.
She's not going to fuck you. She doesn't care anything about you. She probably took your article and fucking burned it on site.
Well, I don't even know if she see it. It's not for her, really. It's for every other woman that reads this. It's really for them. Like, it's like to get attention almost. You know what I mean?
That's true. Absolutely.
Yeah, go. I'm sorry. Amber, feel free to contribute whenever you want.
Yeah. Well, it's this weird thing of there's the one part is I found it with men especially and
yeah.
Cross-cultural lines of like I deserve to see what I want to see.
Right.
So it's like, you know, if she has the wrong color hair, it's like, I deserve to see the, you know, that. And also, there's so much power. So much power. I used to do this thing called naked comedy, where you'd be butt-ass naked and doing stand-up comedy. And the first time I did it, only woman, only person of color, naked. Full figure, cellulite, all sorts of stuff going on. But, you know, whatever. Still doing it, still love me. Mm-hmm. Guy in the front row, hand over his eyes, turning to the side.
Wow.
You know, and it's like, he knows how much power, and front row.
Right.
Like, he has so much power. And I think that people, when they know that they can put a thing, it's like, dear women who don't look like this, or do look like this, I am shaking the foundation of what all these women are, because I can.
Right.
Yeah, and I guess for me, the problem that I, have with it is that and me and Roger talked about this, you're not fucking these women, and that's the thing. It's like, it's,
well, these women don't want to fuck you
and that's the whole point.
It's, like, I guess that's my question. Like, say Amber, after the show that dude comes up to you and he's like, so you want to get on this pony, are you gonna be like, oh, obviously? You know what I mean? It's just, it's like the most powerful that a lot of these people were ever gonna feel is rejecting somebody.
True.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Like, nothing like that. Like, literally, you cannot give a fuck about this dude. Mm-mm. Possibly. I don't know what this dude looked like, all that shit, but I don't know. Let's say he was a Klans member or something, right? Like, it's not like after the show you're gonna come up to him and be like, you know, I saw you turning and wincing away from me, and I need to fuck you now because that's so hot. Like, that's not gonna happen. So it's just weird to me that people need to seek that attention, you know. And a lot of this stuff also comes from male bonding. Like, there's this thing where dudes do this a lot, and I'm not good at this game because I don't play it, and then people always get mad at me for sticking up for my, you know, what I find attractive, and then like making jokes about them. So I just don't do it anymore. But yeah, like, people, there's like a certain amount of like, you're accepted into a peer group if you like a certain set of women. So it's like, you'll hear, you dudes do this all the time. I don't know if women do it or not, because I just haven't been in the room for these, but so and so is hot, you know. And it's like, no, she's not hot. Oh, you say that? Yo, that's terrible, you know. Or then it's like, okay, well, such and such is hot. And then, like, you know, all the guys agree, and it's like, oh, we're all straight heterosexual men that mm-hmm. all up top and, you know, we all support each other. But then it's like the person that says the one that's not, then it's like, no, that's fucking terrible. You're the worst, you know? So it's like this peer pressure type thing that's going on. And I just don't buy into it.
No,
so.
And my thing is that, you know what's sexy? A woman that can eat. And guess what? She eating that burger.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she eating the burger. She has a real woman's body.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes, and maybe this is just me and just my perspective, sometimes some men are just so negative about what they don't like or what they don't want out of women. I just want to ask, nigga, are you gay? Because right. You just so almost, some men are just so anti-woman. It was like, what? It's like, A, what would you fuck and what would fuck you?
Well, yeah, go ahead.
To say, with the gay thing, actually, I have found, in my circles of doing burlesque and stuff, gay men love the female form, especially mine. I have a nice, fruity, juicy butt.
Right.
They want to play with my boobs, and I totally let them. And
oh,
it's,
man,
it's
I gotta start acting gay.
Yeah, they love the female form. And, you know, it's only on TV where they're like, ew, vagina. But, like, you know, shake the body. But there's this thing of, the hotter, in quotes, woman that I like, the higher my status.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if one woman's like, oh, you know, I'm dating, you know, an astronaut, and the other one's like, oh, mine's at McDonald's, then it's like the astronaut girlfriend. You know, she quote, chumps the other one. You know what I
right.
mean? So and same thing with women.
I also
they
think,
hate women is what it is.
Well, I, you know what else I think? They love men that much because it's a little gay. So it is, and I don't mean that in the like it's
yeah,
not cool.
Yeah,
I literally mean trying to have your sexual preference or you know what you have, what you like, validated by another dude has always been a little bit gay to me. It's one of the reasons I don't do it is because like I don't give a fuck what you think about what my dick likes. Like why would that change anything about me?
I know. So
oh, you like her, she's fat, okay, well then we can go to the bar together because I would holler at her and you could holler at her fucking friend because I don't want you hanging around me
and we're not if, going after the same chicks.
That's fine. Like I don't need you to approve or disapprove of it. I actually prefer not to know. Like I never ask, like that's a question I can honestly say I never asked somebody is like, well, you think Halle Berry is hot? Cause like, I don't care. Cause if they say, nah, I think she's fucking butt ugly, hideous, I won't be like, oh, well shit, me too then. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, we're both straight, right? We like pussy, right? Am I right up for another round of beer, please? I'm like, no. Give a fuck. Anyway, I just think that's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, the difference between strip club and burlesque, mm-hmm. this man, I don't know if this happens at the burlesque places, but this man is suing a strip club because he went in, spent some money, spent $600.
Wow.
Now, is it possible to spend $600 in a burlesque club? Like, can you even leave tips? Can you get a personal private dance?
It depends on the type of show, and no, it never gets that high, ever, okay. in the history of the world.
We'll see. Another reason to go to burlesque clubs, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, a few days later, I'm just saying, I'm trying to help. Okay. I'm trying to spread the word in the ways that matter. Mm-hmm. It's less expensive. You can pretend to be classy and you still might see some titties. I think I'm winning. A few days later, he checks his credit card statement and, he learns that he was charged
$50,000.
$50,000? Yeah.
Did he not draw the zero line at the tip?
I don't know. There's no punchline or joke.
Just no punchline or joke.
He's
well, no, it's on him.
Yeah, you're right. James, he's 32. His name is Lakeish Simon James. He's filed a lawsuit, against the Gentleman's Club and, a former Bliss Cabaret bartender. So, you know, maybe it was a cabaret club. I don't know.
Here we go.
You know, if you throw it in the name, it makes it not a strip club anymore. Although I've been to the Uptown Cabaret, and there are titties in there.
I've never been,
and
sir.
Private dances and stripping. So, anyway, and no shows.
No shows?
No talents?
You came at lunchtime. They make the good ones.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe at night they, like, shoot golf balls out their vaginas. Like, that's her talent. Geez.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's like, but if she was wearing a top hat, it's burlesque now.
Well, I'm letting it go. Let go.
I really don't know the difference. I'm just shooting.
Me either.
Between burlesque and stripping?
No, I mean, like, if that would count if she wore a top hat, because she...
Oh, bless.
This is like, play some classy music behind her. Give her a fur. And shoot those golf balls.
Be like, no, man, we cannot play 2 Chainz. We need something a little bit more high scale.
Yeah. Anyway, his suit demands that he be repaid the money because he was overcharged. Plus, he wants interest, attorney's fees, and court costs.
I know. Uh-huh. Especially if that's not valid. I don't blame him.
He will be made whole, people.
Uh-huh.
There's no way to spend that kind of money, said his attorney, David Sockhall. Who says, how many dances would it take before you run up $50,000 at $20 a dance?
I said that again.
And shortly after that, he said, I should have done that math, and then I could have had an answer. That seems like better research.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, that better be some sunshine pussy then. She better dance, and it better glow.
You should have been like, my client did not get 2,500 lap dances. That's ridiculous. So James went alone to the strip club, which is even less of a reason to think he spent that money.
That's right.
But I still think it's a little weird that he spent $600 by himself. That's a lot. That's not a lot.
I mean, it's a lot of money, but that you can go through that pretty quick.
Yeah, he must have $600 by yourself. I just ain't balling like that, dog. Oh man, I could not come home after that night. Like, what'd you get? 37 lap dances.
And what it said? It said 3 hours. You spent $50,000 in 3 hours?
I don't really believe in getting prostitutes, but $600, I better come. That's all I'm saying. Like,
oh, Jesus.
I'm gonna need, my bank receipt is gonna be in my pants, cause there's no fucking way.
You better come on the receipt.
Right. God. There's absolutely no way I'm leaving.
I want my DNA on this receipt to know that I have came.
Oh, God. $600? Do you know how fucking ashamed I would feel when I got home? Like, so what'd you get for that $600? Huh. That's, I guess, blue balls. Huh. Well,
shit. I'll be like, nigga, $600. Go get the mirror ball. I can make it do it several times.
Save some money. Anyway.
I can really be every woman. Get me some wigs and some pasties. I can go to town, son.
Then the lawyer said,
I wouldn't it be $600. I'd be $250.
Then the lawyer said, do the math. It's impossible to spend $50,000. Mm-hmm. Which, I think he went overboard right there, but. He's right about, you know, being stupid.
Well, then, that's why I'd probably never be a burlesque dancer or stripper. My rate's too low. I'm like, $600, I can sell you a lot more money.
Yeah, it's a sale and shit all of a sudden.
Oh, you got your Groupon? Dances. I know, right? We got the Groupon going on here.
Groupon.
Oh. Buy one dance, get one half off of your friend.
Oh man, strip club Groupon would be the shit. That shit would sell out so fast.
With the economy tanking, if they smart and have a limited amount and be like, look, you ain't got no Groupon, your ass ain't coming in here.
Well, we did talk about that the S&M Groupon thing that they had, that tour in San Francisco. So
yeah. And you know, I bet your strip club probably own it, but they probably nobody knows about it, because if they do, they put people with protest. But shit.
Well, while we were off, speaking of stupid, this part is not stupid. Frank Ocean came out of the closet. He's bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
For people that are into Frank Ocean's music. I never really listened to it before. Mm-hmm. I don't really listen to R&B like that.
Found out who the hell Frank Ocean was.
Yeah, he was on the chorus of two of the songs on Watch the Throne.
Yeah, my ass so old. I thought he was an old school R&B singer. I was like, Frank Ocean? Frank, I've heard that name before.
R&B? God love him.
Yeah, so he's a bisexual R&B artist. And, a lot of people are really giving him props and stuff for coming out the closet, quote unquote. and being very supportive, including people in Odd Future, who's like part of the group that he's with, who was accused of being homophobic because they used the words gay and faggot a lot in their raps and stuff. Apparently they've known the whole time, and it's just not a big deal, so they don't give a fuck. So it's not like their music's gonna change. Mm-hmm. Like they I guess they're just artistically using it or whatever. So it was, so anyway, you knew somebody had to come out and say something about it. We said this Friday, Karen? Mm-hmm.
Somebody was gonna say something stupid.
Yeah, we did the Hot Pod podcast, and they brought this up, and I said, yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see who's gonna be the first person to say something dumb, because it's hip-hop and somebody gonna say something dumb. Mm-hmm. So Lil Scrappy of Love and Hip-Hop fame on VH1 Monday nights, he called into TMZ Live to talk about Frank Ocean coming out the closet.
TMZ got a live show?
I guess.
I was about to say, where the hell have I been?
I don't keep up with them niggas like
me
that.
Me either.
Here we go.
So, what do you think about this?
Oh, man, I mean, it's crazy, just like everything else going on in the world, you feel me? But at the end of the day,
I love me a Southern dude that always, because, like, whenever we start talking, we always got to have, like, that random, like, it's not saying anything, but it's feeling some words. Part of it, you know, it is what it is, player. But on everything, I love.
I know you feel me, dog.
Tell you like, yeah, mm-hmm. Like we can't just get to the fucking point, man.
I tell you, on my mama, grandma, my grave.
Well, you know, the world crazy, like everything going down in the world these days.
Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like to each his own, and you know, he with it, but I ain't with it. But at the same time, you have a whole gay society.
I like how he threw in that he wasn't with it. Like there's an assumption of like, well, you're talking about this, so you like sucking dick too, right? I mean, obviously you wouldn't even be talking about this if not. Like, no one even asked you that part.
No, they didn't.
What do you think about it? Well, I mean, he sucked dick. I don't.
I just want to make that clear. I don't.
Now to give my opinion on sucking dick.
Can't act like it's not there. So he's cool. I mean, like, I love the music. You feel me? The music is what.
Music? Mm-hmm. I think he added an R to music. Mm-hmm. I like that. Music.
Really matters. You feel me? That's what really matters, the music. But as for the coming out gay, I'm glad that he came out. So all the real women that love to mess with real men, you know what I'm saying, that straight.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-oh. Now, I'm pausing here because... That's where you know something stupid about to happen.
Something
mm-hmm.
real stupid.
Yeah. As soon as I think we need to ban the phrase real men and real women from jargon in general, because like, I remember when Tyrese said that dumbass shit. He started with because you know, the women that like to mess with the real man. I was like, oh, this is not going to end well.
At all.
It's the start of the ending. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beginning of the ending.
Yeah, so let's go back to find out about these real women. Cause okay. You know how y'all like to mess with us real men?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you can't be bisexual and real. Oh, also, I like how he said he came out as gay and not bisexual. He sounds just like Kevin on Hot Pod Podcast. So I was like, yeah, he said he's bisexual. He's like, well, you can only be gay. I was like, okay. Well, here's the thing. Have you been bisexual? Because... Have you ever been gay? Like, if you seem to know a lot about this, I can just say, I don't know. I'll take your word for it.
Yep.
It's like when somebody says, I don't find white women attractive. I don't go, prove it. Fuck a white woman right now. I want to see a dick not get hard. I go, okay. I don't care. And I don't, I'll take your word for it.
That's right.
That's what really matters, the music. But as for the coming out gay, I'm glad that he came out. So all the real women that love to mess with real men, you know what I'm saying, that straight men, you know what I'm saying, we can keep the AIDS situation down.
Stop. Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it just, shit just got real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little scrappy with that Southern logic right there. You just dropping some of that old school logic on y'all.
My God.
The real men, the real women that don't. Obviously, don't pass AIDS on each other. It's impossible for a real man to pass on any type of sexually transmitted disease to a real woman. That's science, people. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, so you know what? The statistics that African-American women are the number one carrier of AIDS and are number one new cases of AIDS is false, right?
Well, you know, I'm sure Lil Scrappy said this while he's wearing his lab coat, standing over a beaker. looking into a microscope.
Mm-hmm. What I love is, like, there are so many people in the community who are getting pregnant or impregnating people, and it's like, if you can get pregnant, you can get everything.
I know. Well,
you know what I mean?
Obviously, it's you're not talking about real men and real women, Amber. Mm-hmm. You're talking about
the fake ones.
They mark in the spots they're supposed to.
Right. Yeah, obviously, these people,
they don't know what to do with
that's them. Right. The real women park up front where the spaces are wider.
Right.
For the wider hips.
Real men obviously have to navigate around some cones to park.
Mm-hmm.
We all know this. Little Scrappy's on top of it.
I didn't follow the last part of that.
I love TMZ because
he gonna make you repeat that.
That dude stumbled into a good clip and was like, "Ooh, I need him to repeat this.
I want to be sure." And you know what? And he's probably not smart enough to go, "I must have said something fucked up."
Right.
He's gonna repeat the same shit.
Like, I love that moment where a reporter realizes, like, this interview went from mundane to gold. Like, let's say that dumb shit one more time into the mic.
Oh, you feel me?
I didn't follow the last part of that.
I said I'm glad that he came out and said he was gay or whatever, because, you know, we have straight women that love straight men, you feel me? And I'm glad that he embraced that so they can embrace it and they won't be messing with him. You did?
Well, not really. I mean, I think what you're saying is that
there's video of the people that are listening to him, and it's just like their faces they just made were like, yeah, he did say that dumb shit. So
yes, he did, people.
We have our sound bite of the episode.
Right.
Yes, and we will be repeating this 100,000 times just for you.
Gay men all have AIDS.
No. It's like it's a doorway. It's a doorway for it. You feel me?
No, I don't feel you. I don't understand anything you just said.
Actually, unprotected sex is a doorway for AIDS and
yes,
HIV.
Regardless, and male, female,
all STDs.
That's right.
Not getting tested. Like, where do we start? Like,
not getting tested is a gateway.
Yes.
Intravenous drug needle use is
a
gateway.
Good one too. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of gateways. Before it's being gay is obviously the gateway to AIDS. You skip straight from HIV to AIDS.
Exactly. Full blown AIDS.
Yeah, I let this.
There's no in between.
Let this dude suck my dick the other day, and gotta tell you, man, I got AIDS. So should have known.
That gay is a gateway to AIDS.
Definitely, scientifically.
Hold on.
Did he say biotypically?
No, it says scientifically.
Oh, okay.
But hold on, I want him to say that again. He said definitely, scientifically.
The gateway to AIDS.
Definitely, scientifically. You feel me? I ain't not from my mouth. It's scientifically. You feel me?
Let me ask you this.
Whoa. What scientist has ever said that?
Well,
shit.
I'm sure he slid his microscope to the side and leaned in closer to the mic to say this part. He's like, hold on 1 second. Let me take off my spectacles and
let me straighten out my lab coat and turn my name tag up straight so y'all can read it. Let's say it's Scrappy.
What's it called? Like a Bunsen burner or some shit? Let me turn down that.
The heat to the Bunsen burner.
Yeah, don't heat. Heating you know I got the cure for cancer over here, so hold on, let me take that off the.
Let me take that off the burner.
And by the
burner.
Way, that's from gays too, but we'll move on.
Right. Yeah.
Intolerance toward homosexuality in the rap world, in the hip hop world.
You say that's a what?
A lot of intolerance.
Oh, yeah.
So, how is he going to be.
I do like.
He burst over that really quickly.
Got to give him props, though, for not. Pretending to not, that it didn't I thought he was going to defend it for a second. I thought he was going to be like, no, I love.
He's like, yeah. And he might as well say, I'm a part of it. Just be truthful.
Yeah, I thought he was going to pull that move that a lot of people do where it's like, they'll say something racist or they'll say something homophobic. And then you point it out like, yeah, well, that's homophobic. And then they run from it where it's like, no, I love the fags. Okay. Nothing better than a dyke, in my opinion. Like, well, these are offensive terms. I don't think.
Yes, they are.
You sure there's a. I hear people in the background.
Moaning and smacking and twisting. Come on now.
Is anyone in the background homosexual or press?
That's like, right.
Of course not. I mean, they're my friends from a distance, a long distance. Anyway,
he met in the in your world. Is he going to be met?
He's not in my world. Every song that I heard from Frank Ocean is R&B. You feel me? I'm a rapper.
Yeah, but he works with a lot of rappers. I mean, he's...
Oh, yeah, but see, that's the thing. You got heads of companies that are gay, though. I mean, like, what are you going to do? I mean, you going to run from there? Like, I mean, half the rappers are gay. You feel me?
Oh, what? Jesus.
Wait a minute. I feel like he said... He's not, in my words, R&B singer. Then they pointed out that he works with rappers. I mean, Kanye and Jay-Z, for instance. And then he said that heads of companies are gay. And then he said half the rappers are gay, which, if you do the circle, is back to the gays are in the rap world. What do you mean he's not in your world? That's kind of the same world. I'm sorry. Anyway.
The real, who we think real gangsters and all that, they gay. You feel me? But they just ain't coming out. I respect it if you just say what she is. You feel me?
But there are a lot of people who in rap and hip hop who, if they do say who they are, they feel that they're going to be banished.
Yeah, but that's saying you a coward, though. You feel me? You a coward if you don't stand up and say that. You a coward.
So, yeah.
Say that you're an AIDS-having homo.
Yeah.
Wow.
That needs to stop having sex with the real women.
Exactly.
Keep in mind, this dude never said he was gay. He said he was bisexual. But, hey, okay. That
same
exist.
Difference.
Same thing.
It's all the same to me.
You suck one dick, you suck them all.
All of them. And I don't know why people think just because a man's gay means he's not a real man. Like,
right.
Like, for some reason, people want to separate that. It's some dudes that were gay that will whoop your ass.
Yeah, well, you never hear anybody say this to, like, John Amici, that was a gay NBA player for Utah Jazz. Like, you never see that interview where he's talking to somebody and they go, well, I just don't think you a real man, because he will beat your fucking ass. Uh-huh. Like, if he feels like it, you'd be a little bitch in his arms if he wants to just grab you by the neck and slam you up against the wall and be like, say that again. You just be like, oh, yeah, that was a dumb thing to say, sir, and I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
You seem real manly to me. Can you please let my neck go?
That's right. I can't breathe. That's right.
You feel me? Like, hey, at the end of the day, like, a person will respect if you said you would rather be Adam and Steve. You feel me?
Oh, my fucking God.
Because he sounds so respectful right now. That's all we want you to do. Wow. Gay people, come out the closet so we can respect you. That's all we want to do. And stop giving AIDS to people. What? I respect
that's
that.
That's all I ask. That's all I ask. Just quit spreading the gay jeans.
Yeah. Saying you're out of
with
the closet.
AIDS.
Saying you're out of the closet immediately means I can respect you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're no longer giving AIDS to the women. That's mm-hmm. how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that. It's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That was my main problem with, that was my main problem with everybody that's ever been in the closet. You know? It's like, oh, okay, George Michael's finally coming out of the closet. Thank God I can listen to his music now. All the AIDS he was spreading.
I know. It was all. Didn't you hear it in the music? If you play it real low or real slow.
I always wonder if gay people feel bad when someone does die from HIV or AIDS. Because, like.
It's like his stereotype. Because,
like, somebody. Right. Someone's mm-hmm. going. It's like when black people, like, if somebody died from, like, choking on watermelon, it's like, fuck, don't tell that one.
I know. Yeah. They died off of the skin of fried chicken.
Like, literally, you could have walked in the room and, like, Don Cornelius could be dead from fried chicken bones. I would be like, he killed himself. Just tell the media, I do not need to deal with this shit.
Mm-hmm. You say, look, I'm gay, you feel me?
What's that?
That?
I'm gay? Keep that sound clip.
Yeah, can we just play? Let's, you know, forget the context.
I played it.
This article should just be, Lil Scrappy says, I'm gay.
That's Steve, you feel me?
Doing a new album with Lil B.
I really hear you say, look, I'm gay, you feel me? I don't do all that. Ooh, I'm going to tell you, I'm straight. I love women. Ooh, and we got it out the way. You dig?
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah, ooh. I mean, I'm afraid to say I feel you. Look,
would
you do it if Frank Ocean wanted to do a track with you? Would you do it?
Man, jump on that joke, like jump on the track like it was yesterday. You feel me? ain't got nothing to do with me, because while I'm doing a track with him, I'm going to have a fine-ass bitch right there with me. You.
Oh, my God.
Because it's the only way.
Oh, my God.
It's the only way.
I have to prove to you, and I got to know that you don't want me.
And I'm going to be sitting there. I'm going to be fucking her right there in front of her, it's Frank Ocean, while he's singing his part. And I'm going to be giving two thumbs up like, see, I'm not gay.
Yeah, I'm be smacking her ass, and I'm going to be sure she has pasties on so he can understand that I'm a real man.
Okay, you're looking at me, though, so. Right.
I'm going to be saying, look, you homosexual, look at my straight sex. Stand before me and bow. Like, come on, man.
Wow.
Why are we going through all these histrionics to prove? Like I said, man, a lot of stuff with male heterosexuality seems like it's so much about proving they're not gay. It's weird. And I'll say also, I think Kate Upton is fat because I'm so straight. Do you agree?
Feel me?
He keeps asking me that.
If we're feeling him.
I know. Hey, listen.
That's my line. I can't help it. I just want to know if y'all feeling it.
We're feeling it.
Well, I don't know. Do you really want them to be feeling it? Because
no,
pretty sure you that would be gay to you, and you don't want to catch AIDS. That's how you do it. Quick question for Amber. When you grew up, did you get spankings, or were you just talked to?
Well, you could call them spankings, I guess. And it was like twice because I was very, very good.
Okay. All right.
So well, we could, I guess, no.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just wondering because I thought you might, I thought you was about to be like, yeah, I mean, spankings, you could call them now. A couple burns.
A closed fist of spanking.
Right. A couple burned cigarettes. You know,
if
stick
you
your hand.
Call it at them, yeah.
Stick your hand in some hot boiling water. Is that a spanking? I don't know. Who's to say? Right. Well, apparently, if you spank your kids, that leads to adult mental illness, according to this article.
Okay. Well, there you go.
On ABC News. So, yeah, those two spankings definitely caused Amber's to have any sort of mental health orders. So, issues. I mean. So, yeah, there you go. Now we know. Not going to read the rest of that study. Just thought that.
Well, I get the point.
Yeah.
I'm fucked up because I was.
You feel me?
My mom smacked my hand a couple times.
Your mom's.
And you couldn't take it anymore.
Your mom must have gave you the gateway to mental health issues. You feel me? Scientifically.
It's like being gay, you get AIDS. Being a spanker, your kids get mental illness.
So, yes. We had Sarah J, adult film actress, if you will, on the podcast a couple times.
One of them.
She's one of our favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Love that woman. And I thought she was kind of joking, and she was gonna like renege on this shit. But apparently,
she's sticking to it.
Team BJ NBA. That shit real.
Yes, sir.
Sarah J and Angelina Castro to honor the Miami Heat Twitter pledge. The Miami Heat victory parade is not over. Yeah, that's funny. Oh, the adult Twitterverse is abuzz now that LeBron James, Miami Heat, have won the NBA championship against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Why? Because Miami-based porn stars Sarah J and Angelina Castro pledged on Twitter to give all of their followers who used the Team BJ NBA hashtag a BJ if the Heat won the title.
Yes, they did. She's been talking about it for a while, too.
Yes.
And I was thinking, like, BJ was going to stand for something else or something. Like, it was going to be a trick. Like, we mean big jugs and, like, a picture or something.
No, the real BJ.
For those counting, Sarah J has more than 230,000 followers. And Angelina Castro has more than 100,000 followers.
Wow.
The chatter became so large that YouTube had to disable Sarah J's official YouTube channel. Which I am a fan of, and I hate that they took that down.
Why did it take it down? Because some people normally, were
well, most of her videos are just her trying to balance different things on her ass, and you know, you kind of bet beforehand, like, will this thing stay on her ass or not?
Okay.
And a lot is actually a lot of things that don't stay on her ass that you think would. It's a fun game. Go check it out if you can find the channel, guys.
I remember her tweeting about that. Yeah, she was hot. They took her channel down, too.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Anyway, at the Team BJ NBA video got more than 120,000 views in just over a week. At the time, her channel had over 4 million views. Can't believe they took that down. That's fucked up. Both girls are award-winning parts of Vicky Vett's popular V&A network of websites. Jay and Castro assure their followers that they plan to fulfill the Team BJ NBA pledge and are hoping that they may even break the world record for most blowjobs in one day.
Damn.
Man, that's a full shift, dog.
What? Yes, sir. 8 hours.
Wait, there's a world record for that? Is that in Guinness?
I bet
got a feeling
is.
That page isn't in there.
They ripped that one out.
Yeah, I'm gonna slip. Let me go to the bees for blowjobs and see what records there are in that.
Jesus. That's in the Tequila Book of World Records.
Right.
Jesus.
Along with world's longest blowjob, which actually is not a credit. It's actually bad. 27 hours? Why'd it take so long? Anyway, they are inviting their Twitter followers to go to Adult Swingers Club, at Miami Velvet on August 2nd, 2012 for a free, no strings attached blowjob in honor of the Heat's victory. Jay and Castro have applied in writing to the Guinness Book of World Records to set an official record. The unofficial record for blowjobs in a day is believed to be held by Summer Night at an event hosted by Ron Jeremy in 2005. I like how she spelled Night, N-Y-T-E, by the way.
God.
Jay
said, don't give a number, do it.
No, it didn't. Okay. Jay says that Team BJ NBA stuff has been blowing up like crazy. We're really going to do this. We're going to do what it takes to give anyone who is a follower an opportunity to get the thrill of a lifetime. Hopefully, we can set a record at the same time, although I wonder how many people will show up. I'm going to be fascinated to see how many people have the balls to actually go through and get a BJ from us. Well,
a lot, ma'am.
Well, hopefully they'll be deep in those balls, if you know what I'm saying. No, of course we do. We have no idea if it's going to be 10,100 or 100,000. It would be awesome to break a world record for something, even if it is oral sex. Either way, we're standing by our pledge. I like how porn stars go, even if it is oral sex. Like, because, you know, that's like nothing to us. Shit. It's like
she's a
it's
pro.
Like, it's like saying, even if it is stapling documents in my job, you know?
I can do that.
I mean, that's a prerequisite. Cuban-born Castro adds that Team BJ NBA was never a joke. I'm thrilled the Heat won, and hopefully we can make a bit of history. If 100,000 people show up, I guess we are going to be on our knees for a long time. So I'm going to buy some knee pads. A promise is a promise.
Oh, darling.
Castro and Jay will also host a Team BJ NBA after party on August 3rd at Miami Velvet. What is that? They're going to be tired as shit. How are they going to party?
And have TMJ.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
What do you think? They're going to have to extend the shit. They're going to be 12-hour shifts. They're going to be longer than 8 then.
Yeah, that's true. They're going to be working all day. After all, as
and
Jay
all
knows,
night, sir. This is a lot of penises to suck.
Right. After all, as Jay knows, I have a feeling that I'm going to need a drink or two or 12. Yeah, to wash all that cock out your mouth, man. Gotta get some alcohol in there or something. You know, that's the gateway to gay, which is the gateway to AIDS. After the event
that's
on
how
Thursday.
It all starts.
Castro sums it up saying, if more than 1,000 people show up, we will be giving BJs on Friday night. We will still be giving BJs on Friday night.
Damn.
that's commitment, ladies, and I fucking applaud that, actually.
And you know what?
Because if one dick showed up, I would be like, oh, you know, this is, I got the flu.
Go ahead, Kat. They ought to have a rule of thumbs that before they suck your dick, you have to wash your ass.
Well, I have some rules.
We'll yeah.
It's going to be a hell of a party. Okay. So, I, you know, as supporters of Angelina and Sarah J,
they have rules.
I said, let me go find the rules for this shit. So I went to their official website, and there are 15 rules, people.
Okay.
A lot of rules to get a dick sucked. That's what I'm saying.
I don't blame them.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if all women have these 15 rules or if it's just for this contest.
Okay.
You have to be a member of their official website as of August 1st, 2012. And those people will be first in line based on length of membership. Okay, so if you've been a member of Sarah J's official site, people go, why would I pay for porn? Well, now you know, you'd be first in line to get your dick sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should have went to that PayPal.
And paid that $9.99.
Number two, if any member of the Heat or the coaching staff shows up, they're next in line. As long as they are followers on Twitter. I love that the Heat members don't get to be first in line. That's awesome. Like, LeBron James shows up, he got to wait behind lifelong member of Sarah J's official site to get his dick sucked.
She was like, oh, you just joined. You're next.
Yeah, LeBron, stand over there behind that gentleman. Yes, I know you want MVP. I don't care. Whoever is a follower who shows up in either I Love Sarah J or Once You Go Hispanic, Don't Panic.
Or, I like the name.
Or Sarah J's Juicy T-I-T-S t-shirt is next in line. And we do have some I Love Sarah J paraphernalia at the house.
We do.
That she mailed us.
Yes, sir.
Anyone who shows up in a Team BJ NBA t-shirt is next in line. Anyone who shows up in a Miami Heat official t-shirt or jersey is next in line after that. The next order is based on submission of complete paperwork and releases. So I like that we're just now getting to the idea of people signing paperwork
and releasing. That should have been number one to me.
6 points in. It's like, oh, also, you need an STD test and you're going to need some paperwork and some releases. Number seven, anyone getting a blowjob must consent to the event being filmed, streamed live, and sold on a DVD or website in the future. No exceptions. Release to be posted here soon.
I don't blame them.
So you have to sign something where they can show your likeness to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to Team BJ NBA, people going to know.
Yes, they will.
Hopefully you get a shirt when you get done.
You better.
I got my dick sucked and all I got was this shirt.
Literally. I got my dick sucked and all I got was cum on it. Mm-hmm.
You can wear a mask to cover your face to collect your blowjob, but only if your identity is confirmed beforehand. Mm. Yeah, so bring your mask. You must have a confirmed test from talent testing at your expense, completed and emailed with a copy of your ID no later than 48 hours before the follower blowjob off. Information on how to get a test will be posted soon. No admission to the event, just to watch. You hear that, Corbin Macklin?
Don't blame them.
You perv. You just want to watch, you stay your ass at home.
I'm defending him. I thought he's not a perv.
Wait for the DVD, sir. No filming or picture taking of any kind. All paperwork, release, and tests must be emailed to info@teambjnba no later than 48 hours before the event. We reserve the right to refuse entry for any reason, including but not limited to hygiene, Karen.
That's what I'm talking about. Wash your ass, man, because, man, dicks have odors. Coochies have dicks smell, and they stink if they're not washed. Wash your ass.
Uh-huh. Rude behavior. No one likes a rude man that wants to get his blowjob.
Come on now. Who want to deal with that? You want me to suck your dick, but you want to get an attitude?
Although I do wonder what counts because, you know, like porn stars and the way they talk in porn, like, that would be rude to me in real life. But
in a porn, it's not. I'm talking about, like, over the top, like, people that come in there and they're just outlandish, just ridiculous stuff where everybody just looks at them sideways.
Because I feel like if you went, suck my dick, bitch, that's actually not the rude behavior they're talking about.
That's not the rude behavior.
But like skipping in line will get you kicked out.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Intoxication. So if you're high, drunk, whatever, you might get rejected.
And I don't blame you.
Or otherwise.
And the thing about being high and drunk, I don't know, but going from what Roger told me, you don't come as quick. So they like, look, we ain't got here fucking all day to suck you off with you being high and drunk.
Right. Whiskey dig, stuff like that.
Yes.
A registered male nurse will be on the premises to inspect for hygiene. And they put male in all caps. So, fellas, you're going to have to get your junk examined by a dude. Are you going to be okay with that little scrappy? I don't know.
I kind of like that. I like that weeding out thing.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they want to be sure that you're dedicated. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To it. And like I say, with all these people and sucking dick, there's a lot that goes behind that. It was like, hey, we know we're dealing with a bunch of fucking unprofessionals that were coming in all kinds of ways and be like, ass, I'm a dick, bitch. No.
Number 15, you fully and completely will release Sarah J and Angelina Castro from any claims of any kind arising out of your participation. So if Chris Brown and Drake show up and start throwing bottles, can't sue Sarah J and Angelina. It's a one-time event collecting August 2nd in Miami for your for your blowjob, or you don't get it at all.
So they making it official. They basically saying you release anything happens to you or right. Anything, we are not held. I don't blame them.
Release.
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of releasing. Right.
Hopefully people will be releasing.
Yeah, so they have to release for it to be considered a blowjob?
I don't know the rule. Like,
that's weird.
Because wouldn't that suck if it's just like you're all hyped up and then they just like put your dick in there for like 1 second, like, okay, next. And that's two and three. That would be terrible. Anyway,
very.
They reserve the right to change the date, location, and rules. And for those that cannot come to the event, it may be streamed live. Details will follow on how to watch. So you can watch them suck some dick live.
Exactly. Next best thing to having it really is at home by yourself on TV.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. On your laptop streaming.
I'm not. It's kind of like an NFL game. I'm not sure that that's not better. I think I'd rather be home. I'm like jacking my dick in peace. I don't want to be in there in front of a bunch of guys. All that pressure. And even still, you think guys are going to be in line trying to do that, like, the homosexual, like, identifying by validating my sexuality thing? Like, yeah, about to get a dick suck, right? Huh? And she's attractive, right? I'm not gay for, this isn't gay at all. Your dick is touching me, sir. Back up a little bit. All right. A Florida man, this is Guess the Race, and Sword Ratchetness. A Florida
all
man.
Only one, yes, sir.
Oh, Florida. Wound up in jail after he allegedly attacked three women with a 4-foot sword and, because it's Florida, a peanut butter sandwich.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
He attacked the women and a sandwich?
He attacked, and his weapons of choice were...
His weapons of choice?
A 4-foot sword. Oh, God. And a peanut butter just sandwich.
Did it have jelly in it, too, or just plain old-fashioned peanut butter?
I don't see any reports of jelly here in the article, Karen.
Okay.
Deputy said it all began when Mark Christopher Miller heard a commotion outside his mobile home. Oh, so what a surprise.
Oh, boy.
He reportedly went outside armed with a sword and proceeded to threaten the three women, one of them pregnant.
Well, damn. Did he smack her with the peanut butter sandwich then?
At one point, he thought the baby was going to be allergic to peanut butter. He wanted to harm him.
That's true. I didn't think about that. My bad.
Take this in your allergies, bitch.
Exactly. You're going into anaphylactic shock. Yeah. You don't have an EpiPen.
Right. Like, you should add that to your pancreatic cancer rant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I already wrote it down, son.
And I hope you eat some peanut butter and you're not supposed to. How about that, bitch? Talk about my body. Mm-hmm. At one point, he poked the sword at the pregnant woman's stomach and smeared another with the sandwich.
Oh, so he did it reverse of what we thought. My bad.
I actually don't know if that's not worse. Like, I might rather get stabbed than smeared in the face of that sandwich. No injuries were reported. So I guess he didn't poke her hard with the sword. like, right? I don't. Something seems off about that. While being taken to the jail, Miller, 50 years old, ripped off some padding inside the patrol car with his teeth.
Oh, my God.
Charged with aggravated assault, battery, and criminal mischief. Guess the race of Mr. Christopher Miller.
Mark Christopher Miller.
Mm-hmm. Chat room, y'all guess too.
Okay. I'm going with white.
Okay.
Because while those are multicultural names, Mark Christopher feels kind of a bit Catholic for me.
Okay. Also, he did step outside of his mobile home, so I can see your reasoning there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what the chat room has to say about the race, if anybody's guessing. Oh, I don't even see a guess in the chat room right now.
Wow.
Leonard Brother says he's white. White. Okay. Well, Florida. Maybe it's too easy. All right. Well, the correct answer is, well, Pat says he's saltine. So, I think that's white. Pretty sure saltine. Is slang.
Then I go for oyster cracker.
Oyster cracker. All right. The correct.
I didn't mean this. See, I forgot. Oh, never mind. I forgot that that's a slur. I just, because they're, whatever. Fuck it. I said it. It's out there.
Well, Pat says nice one to you, Amber. So, up top.
Yes.
The racist chat room co-signs that.
Yes.
Correct answer was white. He is a white man.
Yes, and I think because we're doing it a little earlier, you know, most of our racist crowd is probably sleeping right now.
Yeah, you know, racists do need their energy.
They do. Yeah, yeah.
They don't get up early.
We normally do it 7:00, so you know, we normally they've rested, got all, you know, all their ratchetness out the way, and they ready for us. So yeah,
a man still guessed the race in Fort Pierce, Florida. Oh, Florida! A man was naked and masturbating while driving in St. Lucie County on Monday. Yeah. Robert Casey, mm-hmm. who just turned 49 on Sunday, was driving his Jeep Cherokee in Fort Pierce when a tow truck driver pulled up alongside him. The tow truck driver told investigators he saw a naked man masturbating while driving the Cherokee. The male's hands were in his groin area, moving around.
hands.
Oh, hands. So what was he driving with his feet?
He was driving with his knees. Driving with his dick.
Yeah. It was curved.
Yeah. It had a little hook to it. That's what the hook is made for, women.
Yeah. Now, I understand, you know, seeing that briefly, but did the truck driver have to drive the next 5 miles next to the man? I mean, at some point, it's excessive, right?
He wanted the officers to know he didn't lose him and he hadn't finished yet.
He stopped when he's like, and now he's really going at it. He's looking at me in the eyes. It's getting hot. When Casey was eventually pulled over alongside the Interstate 95, it took him a moment to come to a stop, according to, of course.
I know it did.
You got to complete it. You got to release.
Yeah, your penis had to make a turn there. Come on, dog.
Yeah, they're going to handcuff you behind your back, so now you're in jail with blue balls. Come on. According to the arrest officer's notes and report, he was still trying to get dressed. When the officer asked him why he was driving naked, Casey stated that he has had problems with this and is getting therapy.
Oh, my Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. He had a disorder, if you would, or a mental health issue.
We're going to go ahead and call that a disorder.
Okay. All right.
And
that's
apparently not, this don't sound like this is the first time, baby.
Obviously not. He's had an issue.
No one wakes up at 40 something and does that for the first time. No.
Right.
You know what? I'm going to try something new.
When officers asked him why he was driving naked, yeah, he said he needed therapy. He added that the man couldn't explain why he was naked. The officer, yeah, that is a good question. Even if you were jacking off in a car, why are you still all the way naked?
Yeah, like he just stripped down and just decided this is what I'm going
to
do.
Because this is my method. Some people like to do it lying down with their knees up.
I do it driving in the car.
I can only do it driving completely naked. Sorry.
It's something about the wind against your dick.
Don't judge me.
Mm-mm.
The officer then patted Casey down and found a toy pistol tied to his leg.
Oh, wow.
Part of which was hidden in Casey's behind.
Jesus Christ. Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay. Was he going to try to do, like, murder by cop type thing?
I don't know. Maybe that was the plan. Pull out the fake gun at the end and die like Michael Douglas and Falling Down.
Or he tried role playing but couldn't find a partner to go out with him, so he said, fuck it, I'll do it alone.
Another portion of the contraption was tied around his genitals. Man, it was a big-ass gun.
Oh, what the hell was he doing?
Tied around his dick and stuck in his ass and tied to his leg. He was arrested.
That's a lot going on now.
He was arrested on charge of lewd and lascivious behavior. Now, I agree with the lewdness, but lascivious, really? Okay, I don't know. I'm just
How about saying lascivious? That I think that's something you just smack on there. What is lascivious?
Lascivious, I think, means like sexually. Hold on. I know what that means.
I'm sorry. I'm just wondering what it is.
I saw Mike Tyson use it one time, and he said he's been lascivious in the past. And it normally means like sexually deviant.
I'm going to go ahead and tick that box then.
Yeah. So what race do you think he is?
Okay. So I've never seen a brown person in a Jeep, and only Casey's I know are white.
Okay. So you're going with white.
His ancestors are from the Caucasus region.
Okay. All right. I like that. I like that. Let's see what the chat room has to say for the race of, what the fuck was this guy's name again? Casey, something Casey. All right. Let's see. Chat room says Latin. Okay. Someone said he got pulled over for DWW driving while whacking. I like that. Latin. Malibu most wanted white. Redneck one tooth having NASCAR loving cheese eater. Okay. That is all white. Man, these must be easy today because the correct answer is white. He was a white man. But I thought a couple people might go with black because he was using two hands.
But, and his dick was long enough to start to do the steering wheel.
Right.
So,
apparently, you know. No one was fooled.
Mm-mm.
A man barricaded himself in a hotel and he demanded pizza and to marry Paris Hilton.
Okay.
Now, look.
Wow.
I think you can get Paris Hilton because her stock is really low right now. But pizza, sir.
Yeah, do you think this is the same man?
Overplayed your hand.
Yeah, this is the same man that wrote that article about that woman eating that burger. He finally snapped.
Authorities say 61-year-old Frederick Denny barricaded himself inside his room at Hampton Inn, threatening to shoot at police. According to officials, he caused a disturbance at the hotel early Saturday morning. Multiple agencies, including the regional SWAT team, responded to the scene of Cecilia Alexander Drive. Officials shut down the second floor of the hotel, and they tried to reason with Denny. His demands included pizza and to marry Paris Hilton. After hours of negotiating.
Hours? You got me tied up for hours.
Yeah. He was
I bet you they looked at that demand list, was like, this is a fucking bullshit. Go out there and talk to him again.
He was pepper sprayed and taken into custody. Authorities say he has several run-ins with SWAT in other states. So he goes state to state.
Oh, Jesus.
Fucking with SWAT.
So he just float around?
He was taken to the hospital for a mental evaluation, where I'm pretty sure the results will return nothing.
Exactly.
Sounds fine to me.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Where do I start? Where do I fucking start? So apparently there's a 5 strikes rule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, also he was in a hotel. So, Paris Hilton. He is as white as this snowball microphone I am talking into.
All right. So Amber's going with white. Let's check the chat room. Pat D says white. Classic says he specifically wanted Sal's pizza. So I don't know if that means white or not. Let's see. And Pat D also says SWAT don't negotiate with any color. So it's a good point. This article would have been man shot 17 times. No one knows why. Andy Williams, Christmas special watcher. That's white. His mama is also his aunt white, says Jay Fool. correct answer is white. White. So everybody knows. Oh, and for people that want the definition of lascivious, it means inclined to lustfulness, wanton, lewd, arousing sexual desire, indicating sexual interest, or expressive of lust or lewdness. So
I don't know that that's so bad when you say it like that.
Yeah. So apparently when Mike Tyson was talking about it, he meant a little, it sounded a little darker than it was.
Oh, well, then a lot of people are lascivious and they don't even know it.
Yeah. How you going to put that as a charge?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You was acting lascivious. Like I wanted to fuck. What's wrong with that?
Okay.
Is this against the law now?
I guess so.
This woman died.
Oh, geez.
In a 35-floor leap off the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas.
Oh, my fucking God.
She jumped?
To escape the cops looking to arrest her.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's that, yeah, that's crazy. I that's the thing, man. Like, how long do you think you was going to be in jail compared to dying? Dying is forever.
And my thing is that, man, I would hate if she fell on the beat that a good stripper was walking. She was like, damn it, now I got to go somewhere else because this bitch fell in the middle of my strip.
Yeah, now the prostitutes have to walk around that spot.
Yeah, strippers aren't prostitutes.
Yeah, Karen said strippers. I think she meant prostitutes.
Oh, my bad.
Strippers. Okay. It's in our brains.
Yes.
Well, the other thing, too, is like you think like they walked in and like Thelma and Louise was on the TV, like at the last scene. Yeah. It's like right.
Yeah.
Amber, right before she jumped.
Amber, yeah, you have to correct me on that. Like I said, I'm learning all new vocabulary today, and it's just too much for my mind. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I hear you. I get it.
She's destroyed strippers, burlesque, and hookers all in one show.
Yes, I have.
No worries.
Karen doesn't understand that there's a hierarchy to that world and many people have beef within it. Karen, it's deep.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
The burlesque stripper beef is real.
It's real in these streets, my bad.
Yes. Anyway, a woman wanted on fraud and theft charges, who probably would have done like 5 years in prison, decided, fuck that, son. I'm doing life in death. And
well, maybe we got reduced. Come on.
She jumped 35 floors to her death. Just as 2 criminal investigators entered her room to arrest her. Man, her name was Elizabeth DeMaria. Mm-hmm. They forced their way into her room at the MGM Grand on Tuesday, saw her throw a laptop computer off her balcony before jumping herself. What is the point of throwing the laptop out then?
It must have had some information on it.
That she's doing things backwards. You throw the laptop first and see if maybe that gets them off your scent.
Yes.
If that doesn't work, then you kill yourself. Like, wait a few days.
Wow.
Maybe they would have never found it.
Since that's a white collar crime, I think that it's like, my delicate lady hands can't deal with this. Like,
right.
It happens. This totally happens.
It's too much. Oh, crew, goodbye, cruel world, she said in like a 1950s actress's accent.
Of course.
Alas, it has come to this. She was charged in 2000. She was charged in 2010 with 11 counts of fraud and 11 counts of theft. She was accused of conning 9 victims out of $200,000 by telling them that they were invested in a media company called the Vegas Channel. Authorities say she allegedly bought luxury items for herself instead.
Wow.
So, guess the race of Elizabeth De Maria.
De Maria. Is that Italian or Latino? Huh. Oh, this is hard. Somebody else go.
Well, the chat room is saying white, Latin, one with a wet back, says Leonard Brothers.
She could have also married into the name.
Could have. Gets deep.
Couldn't deal with going to prison. Whitewater. Why do I keep doing that? So I'm thinking about the falls and whitewater rafting.
Jay says a Real Housewife of New Jersey. That's Italian.
I'm going white.
All right. The chat.
It's my default for bad things.
Hot Stepper says she white. And Jay Full says she white. She stole $200K and was free in 2012.
Thank you.
Well, the correct answer is, and Karen is the expert, so I'll let her judge by the picture. What race is Elizabeth De Maria, Karen?
She white.
All right. Well, the correct answer is white. You have it there.
And the thing about it is that she definitely was white. Because they'd have busted into some black folks. They'd have probably threw the laptop off, not because it had information on, but probably because it was hot and they wouldn't have jumped. God.
Wow. Like, and that's why she's the expert, people. That's why we go to Karen. Largo, Florida. A Largo teen has died.
All the stereotypes here. All of them.
Oh, Florida. A Largo teen has died from his injuries after shooting himself while playing Russian roulette.
Oh, my Jesus.
Dumbest death ever.
Ever.
Pinellas County Sheriff Detective say 17-year-old Thorin Montgomery, and 3 teenage friends were on the back porch of his house playing with a .38-caliber revolver. I love when people say you play with a gun.
No. Mm-hmm.
You don't play with something that takes life. It's impossible. There's no way to play with that. You play with a basketball.
Or a football.
Right.
Or baseball.
You play with your vagina. You don't play with a fucking gun.
Yes.
Rhyming Knight will let you know how. But you don't play with a fucking .38.
No, sir.
You kill with that. Anyway, Thorne was the first of his friends to have a turn.
Oh, my God.
And won the game.
Yes, he won. You win.
When he shot himself in the head. That was Russian Roulette is the dumbest fucking game of all time.
Oh, my God.
I won. I'm dead. But I wasn't a pussy. I wasn't a pussy. Everybody tell that on their grave.
A real man.
Yeah. Real
this is what real man do.
Real man pull their triggers. It's a gateway to death. He was airlifted to a medical center where he later died. A neighbor who doesn't want to be identified said he saw an ambulance arrive at the house when the neighbor started running toward there as well. He described the scene as crazy, and he says he'd be surprised if his teens were playing such a dangerous game.
Whoa. Okay, can I back up for a second?
Mm-hmm.
So a dude who didn't know anything, who came after the fact, who saw ambulance coming, why are we going to him for statement and doesn't want to give his name?
Yeah, he's like
after the stuff had happened.
This is what I like to call reporters having a lazy day. You show up a couple hours too late. You know, there's one guy on the corner, he's like 70-year-old dude, like sweeping the lawn or something. You just go, hey man, what happened over there? I'm shocked to find out they're stupid enough to play that game, he said. Kids nowadays, told you he was an old man. With them playing with their guns the way they do, there's no reason for that.
When we played Russian roulette, it was a real Russian roulette game. They was building in all the chambers.
He's so old, and he talks like a stereotype off of a Scooby-Doo cartoon. Kids nowadays with the guns and the playing and the way that they do.
And the pudding pops.
Yeah.
Sound like
right you know now. Those kids.
Anyway, there's no reason for that. And he took off his mask and it was actually the person who owned the amusement park.
That's the whole time.
Yeah, no one would have thought that. No one would have thought that. And if it wasn't for those kids and their gun, he would have got away with it. So guess the race of Thorin Montgomery. Thorin Montgomery.
Thorin.
T-H-O-R-I-N Montgomery.
That sounds like Thor, so I'm going Aryan.
Okay, going with white. Let's check the chat room. Black, but he got white friends. I think it's that Montgomery that got him. Like, oh, only black people name that. Race, dumb as hell. Okay, I don't think that's a race. But
well, actually.
Kate Upton hating white devil, says Leonard Brothers. I mean, almond milk white, says Pat D. Another responsible member of the Casey Anthony family, which is white, says Jay. So the correct answer is white.
Mm-hmm.
Thorin Montgomery is a white man.
Well, kid.
Well, he was technically. This is another guest of race. Port St. Lucie, Florida. Oh, Florida. God damn, y'all are killing it today.
They on the list today, ain't they?
Jeez, we take a week off and y'all lose your fucking mind.
They on a roll.
It's like Chill left to go to Atlanta and then all the ratchetness came doubled.
Because she left.
A 54-year-old man was arrested after sheriff's investigators say he threatened to kick a neighbor's buttocks after moving his bowels.
Whoa.
What does that mean?
Say that again.
Well, I'm going to get more details. What could be called a case of the post-poop planned posterior pummeling played out June 17th when this...
Who wrote this?
When this writer had to... Will Greenlee wrote
this. Was the letter P the letter of this article?
Well, he didn't have a left to do.
Okay.
Robert Gabriel Gernot, 54 years old, ultimately was arrested on a misdemeanor assault charge. He said, "When I get done taking a shit... I'm going to kick your fucking ass."
Oh, God.
He told his 40-year-old late neighbor. Gernot on Monterey Way initially told the St. Lucie County Sheriff's deputy the neighbor came to his home to begin a conversation. "I told him I was in a bad mood and I didn't want to talk." Gernot is quoted as telling the deputy he threatened to beat my ass. Gernot told the deputy he didn't feel afraid. He wanted the deputy to tell the neighbor to not bother him that day. Meanwhile, the neighbor told the deputy he planted a plant in Gernot's mother's yard. "I gave Gernot a beer and a cigarette. He started calling his mother a dirty whore."
Okay.
So, okay. For those who can't follow, the neighbor planted a plant in the guy's mother's yard, right? He went over to Gernot's house, said, "Hey, man, let's have a beer and a cigarette and just have a conversation." And Gernot said, "Oh, so you planted plants in my mama's yard? My mom is a dirty whore." That's right.
Oh.
"Mothers do not typically like being called dirty whores." The neighbor said he got upset and told Gernot to cease speaking to his mother in such a way. So I guess Gernot lived at home with his mom.
His whore mother.
Whore, dirty whore of a mother, of course. He said Gernot threatened him, and he threatened Gernot in return. As the deputy spoke with the neighbor, Gernot started walking away. The deputy told Gernot to go back across the street, and the deputy would return to talk to him. Gernot turned around and is accused of threatening the neighbor, saying, "When I get done taking the shit, I want to kick your fucking ass." It's not immediately clear whether Gernot defecated prior to being taken to jail. So, guess the race of Mr. Gernot.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's where I'm torn. Do people around the way use the word whore as opposed to hoe?
I don't know. And also there's did the writer of the article translate it to whore, or did he? Because because this person's pretty proper. They actually took out fucking ass and put expletive buttocks, and I'll put that in
there. Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if the person's really that proper or not.
Because fucking ass sounds like... sounds kind of brown.
Kick your fucking ass.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Ooh.
This is a difficult one. You want the chat room to go first, or you okay, all right, let's check out the chat room, see what they think about Mr. Gernot. "This one is so easy. White, says Hot Stepper. He lived with his mama and called her a whore." That is a excellent fucking point. I have only seen white people do that. Like, I've never, every time I, only with my white friends did I go down their house and go, "You talk to your mama like that?" Yeah, she would snatch the life out of me. Let's see. Sons of Anarchy White says Pat D. Beer and not Henny says Hot Stepper. Also, let's see, Crystal Meth's making B Rabbit looking dingy white says Leonard Brothers. So the chat room is all saying white. What do you got here?
Okay, I'm going with black.
Oh, okay. Going off the board here.
Yes.
Correct answer.
With shame in my heart. I'm going to say he was just having a bad day, and that is not typical of how we are as a people. Thank you.
Correct answer, Gabriel Gernot. White. So I don't know. Maybe that's almost better for you. That's what you want to get.
You know what? And I can understand her picking black, because only a black brother might. You know what? I'm going to take a shit. Then I'm going to come back and whoop your ass. Right. Let me get this food off my belly. And then, after I get everything moved,
He didn't want to have the itis.
Yeah, I had energy to whoop your ass. And I didn't want you to punch me in the stomach. Then I shit. So I'm going to shit, then come whoop your ass.
All right. Last story of Guess the Race and of the show. He didn't just live like a king. He lived like a rap mogul. A loony East New York man busted for sneaking into rapper Sean Diddy Combs' palatial East Hampton spread in April, guzzled the star's top shelf liquor, washed with his soap, and even used his toothbrush.
Oh my God.
I brought a cheesecake, a bucket of fried chicken, which I ate at the house, and drank a dollar bottle of Hennessy and four cans of Pepsi. Kwame Taylor told prosecutors at his sentencing yesterday. Of course, we'll be guessing the race on this one. Mm-hmm. He even slathered Diddy's Frank's Red Hot sauce on his grub and drank a bottle of Hypnotic, a vodka liquor that he said, adding, "After I ate, I went upstairs and went to sleep."
Shit.
He also smoked three of Diddy's Dutch Master cigars and drank a can of orange soda. God, son of a goddamn bitch! Why?
He did it all up.
Why is this Guess the Race so fucking bad?
It's terrible.
Oh, I knew all those whites in a row. Karma was going to come back. There's too many whites.
Okay, so he spit out some watermelon seed.
Right?
And
he did. He then played the Best of 2 Chainz album and did a Harlem Shake.
Agreed with Little Scrappy.
He called Chase and told them, "I'm not paying these credit card bills on time anymore." Let's see.
Kareem Malik Tyrese Johnson.
He called all his baby mothers and said, "I ain't taking care of these children." He freshened up using Diddy's soap and splashing on his aftershave. And, to be quite honest, though, this is pretty white. Anyone that knows the tale of Goldilocks.
And the Three Bears.
I'm just saying. Taylor, 30 years old, was sentenced to Suffolk County Court to time served after he'd been unable to post $2,000 bail since his April Fool's Day arrest. So this dude just couldn't pay bail. They had to let him go. He was also ordered to stay away from P. Diddy's home for at least 5 years. You know, that's 6 year though. Feel free to come back. Feel free to come back. You know, he could be white and just, you know, the only thing P. Diddy owned is nigga shit. Just orange sodas and Hennessy and Hypnotic.
But his name is like
Touch Masters.
You know,
Jake Wamine or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe
he converted and that's not his. He took away his slave name.
Yeah.
Or his master name.
You know, that J and that Q pretty much gets every, like, guess the race. That's going to kill you if you got a J and a Q in your name. Mm-hmm. After watching LIRR from Jamaica, he gained access to Diddy's home by posing as a close friend and ended up spending nearly 24 hours there before he was caught. "I was actually hoping to stay for like 5 to 17 days," he previously told the Post in Suffolk County Jail.
He take a fucking vacation?
The house crasher pulled the same stunt in 2001 when he tried to pass himself off as Combs' cousin when the cops found him swimming in the pool. "I stay there a lot, but Sean gets funny sometimes about me staying there," Taylor said. Oh, man. Representative for Diddy did not immediately return a request for comment. Guess the race of Mr. Kwame Taylor.
a poor, misguided, I'm sure, awesome, not typical of our race, gentleman of color,
okay,
of African descent.
All right. And according to the chat room, it says, see, I know from Brownsville, some people call them names that I can't say on the show. Someone just put this nigga. I'm assuming that's black. Hot Stepper says black as hell. Pat D says watermelon seed spitting ratchet ball wise watcher. I mean black. I don't think you have to clarify. Son of a black hood rat and nigga, nigga, nigga. Making the band audition a reject, says Jay Sanders.
Nice.
Correct answer is black.
Aww.
Yeah, Kwame was a black man.
All the stereotypes.
Yeah, and then
only thing that was missed, it was like he came in with a platinum gold chain that he bought on his own.
Some FUBU. No, Sean, what's Sean John's? Sean John, that's his line, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Pat D said, Pat D said, "Nigga swim." Because he was in that pool. Oh, man. Well, this has been just lovely.
It has.
Told you, Amber, everything went fine, man. You did great.
Yeah, definitely have you on again, sweetie.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
And make sure you guys check out our show, Black, Sexy, Geeky, and Mental. It's on Stitcher. It's on iTunes.
Yes.
Do you have a Facebook page for your group
yet? I sure do. But I think it's hard. Like, it's like BSGM podcast on the internet place. I don't know it.
I don't know it.
Go to my website, Black, Sexy, Geeky, and Mental.
That's right.
And there's all sorts of fun stuff.
So make sure you check her out. She's also on Twitter at Amber Podcast. Hit her up. Compliment her. Tell her how great her show is. But do not say anything negative.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm okay with that not being mature.
Yeah.
Fuck you if you have
me
a
too.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, we don't have a problem with that.
People and their fairness to criticism is overrated. It's overrated as shit. Constructive criticism is even overrated.
Yes, it is.
Construct a dildo and fuck yourself with
exactly.
At Adam and Eve, use the code TBGWT.
And we will throw those dildos to the crowd.
Yes.
As part of our burlesque. But yeah, of course, this show was sponsored by Adam and Eve. And Karen's right. Code TBGWT, 50% off of any one item in the store, just about. 3 free DVDs of Slow Motion White Sex. Free shipping and free gift that we can't even tell you about.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you guys do all that good stuff. You know, blackouttest.com. Follow us on Twitter at Rodimus Prime.
I am Say That Again. That is NDAT.
Show Twitter is at TBGWT. Like us on Facebook. Donate to the show. Subscribe. All the things that you do, you know, donate your account. The things that we talk about that you know you need to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't done so yet, do it. It's only,
please do
most that. Of this shit is free. And you can go to the store if you want to pay for stuff, or do Adam and Eve if you want to pay for stuff. And, you know, go to Adam and Eve and go fuck yourself. Literally.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.
With their items.
Yeah. Nothing even negative to say about that.
Mm-mm.
All right, man. Well, until next time, I love you.
You too, baby.
Mwah.
Girl layer and a heartbreaker, love maker, backbreaker. But then I made a mistake. Yes, I fell in love with this ill chick, sweating me for money, my name in the bills, Nick. My homies told me drop her, cause it would be to my benefit. She used to say I'd better quit hanging with those derelicts. Romancing is my thing, but I can swing with no scheming hoes. Wherever my beamer goes, you know that I'm driving. Surviving in the 90s is a must, so I trust that everyone listen up. As my vocals give thrust, I bust my rhymes first. Never chasing a skirt, do much work, while other suckers need more time to rehearse. Now back to the ex-girls, ex-lovers, ex-friends. It made me mad to find that she was only after my ends. She phones me and goes on about her new life now. I wish she knew right now. I think she's busted, let's discuss it. When I was with her, no trust, just fights. Just the he say, she say, and the neighborhood highlights. Now I got my new girl, or as I say, my baby doll. But still I'm getting crazy calls, my ex-girls got balls. Don't wanna play the field, cause I get loving at home base. Don't give me no long face, just exit with grace. You and I are the past. C'est la vie, much respect, girl. But now you're my ex, girl, cause I'm on with the next girl.
This girl's looking so good.
Next.
This girl's looking so good.
next.
This girl's 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 so good.
She had much loot. Like to buy me fresh dip gear, like to have me near, cause of my savoir faire. The time we shared was brief, cause I needed relief from her high class antics and all her conceit. Now she's crying wolf and I like don't wanna hear that. I told her the bare facts when things started out. She whines and she pouts about how I did her bad, yo. But she tried to buy me, even tempt me with the honey. I fell for a sec cause the clothes were real fly. I could almost feel I would give in to her whims. Her thoughts were erratic, sporadic, crazy in nature. I told her, hey look, yo, I can no longer date you. Tried to pimp me with bank and fell short, your ship sank. Many thanks for the time and the watch and the link. You and I are the past, c'est la vie, not respect, girl. But now you're my ex-girl, cause I'm straight with the next girl.
This girl's so good.
Next.
This girl's so good.
Next.
This girl's so good.
Next. You saw my mom's in the supermarket and gave her your number. You asked her how's my sister, then asked her how's my brother. Didn't ask about my father, cause you know he ain't like ya. Every time I left for your crib, he'd really get hype. But the advice he used to give me...